You're welcome to podcast. Welcome to podcast. Yeah. All right.
In Soviet Russia, podcast listens to you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Welcome to podcast. Welcome to podcast. They drive you.
They drive you. Dude, my Russian accent is terrible.
In Soviet Russia.
Well, from what I've noticed from, like, any actual... Well, from Peter.
Yeah.
when he speaks English, he'll sound like this, and then he'll drop, like, two octaves when he speaks in Russian.
Yeah.
Like, he'll be like... yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you guys want to go... Hang on a sec, I got a call. Da. And I'm like, fucking what? Oh. Oops. I don't want to send that. Okay, just before we get started, we asked Paul some questions on the last podcast, and he did answer them.
Okay, we asked, you got answers for those?
Yeah. What would be a good name if Jesse were a Jedi? Which you looking pretty Jedi?
I don't
Jedi
remember talking about that. I think I was too intoxicated by that one.
Oh, okay. Well, remember I was like Jedi hipster 10. No, you're a professor. That sounds more like professor than a Jedi. So we're like, Paul, think of a good Jedi name because he's a Star Wars nerd.
Oh.
And tell us what you think. So he came up with Iblad Uds, and then he wrote the first gay Jedi. Which
oh, fuck that shit.
Well, Jedis are non-sexual. They're devoted to their religion. But Iblad Uds, you sound like a Swedish dude.
Yeah, a little Swedish.
Oh, I think he was trying to say like I blood Uds, like you love dudes, is what he was trying to say.
Yeah,
I love dudes.
Maybe it's just like spelled different.
Yeah, Iblad Uds. I'm Iblad Uds. I'm from Sweden. Paul.
God, Paul.
Well then. Then I said I was thinking Jedediah. Like Jedi, Jedediah. For some reason, that's hilarious to me.
A Jewish Jedi.
Jedediah or Amish?
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh, but I guess so, because Judd Apatow is Jedediah. And they just call him Judd for short. So he could be Jewish. No, but just because I like the word Jedi and Jedediah. So we just call you Diah for short. Be Jedi Daya. Or Jedediah. Anyways.
That's my long name.
Yeah. But then he came back with Jedi Wango Tango. And I was like, that's better. Because Wango Tango?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jedi Wango Tango.
Wango Tango, like the song?
Yeah, by Ted Nugent.
By Ted Nugent.
And then he also said that for the 60s, he liked CCR. For 70s, AC/DC, Queen. For the 80s, Metallica. I think I think the whole world is like, dude, best band in the 80s was Metallica.
As far as rock and shit goes.
90s, Alice in Chains. The 2000s, He Loved, Slipknot, Disturbed, and A7X. Even though I said one band, Paul.
Yeah.
Avenged Sevenfold.
Well, it's just, that was a big, that was like our time for listening to music.
Yeah, when we were really paying attention.
Yeah. So that was like the era where you can't really call favorites.
Yeah. Well, and now... He loves Motionless and White.
I don't really like their new CDs.
Tell you the truth, I haven't really heard a whole lot about them. Or I haven't heard a whole lot.
Well, I mean, they were pretty damn original when they came out with their first album and stuff.
Was he the guy that like looked like Marilyn Manson?
Kind of, yeah. Okay. Like they all wear makeup.
Dude's a fucking uggo.
Yeah. Well, they like when you look at all his interviews, he's actually really fucking cool, and all his like outlooks on life is just like the guy's pretty badass.
But you mean to tell me that the rock star is a cool guy? Who'd have known?
Yeah, just to let you know,
not like Jared Leto.
Yeah, fucking asshole,
you jerk.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of weird dudes. Plus, like, there's probably a lot of rock stars that just have like shitty attitudes and stuff.
Well, there's a ton of ego involved, yeah. I'm sure. Ego and vegan.
Yeah, vegan.
Egan.
Vegan. Go.
Vigo.
Yeah, took a while.
He is a Vigo! Ghostbusters 2 or whatever.
What?
The bad guy in Ghostbusters 2 was Vigo, the Carpathian. Or I just watched it at my mom's the other day.
Yeah, I do.
The guy in the painting.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He is a Vigo. And then there's Carpathian guy that ran
down. Dude, that one was weird.
It was a little bit darker, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a Vigo.
That was the one with, like, the demons and shit and then the fridge.
No, that was the first one. That was Zool.
I'm getting, like, everything so...
Okay, no, Zool.
He was in the painting.
I am Zool. It was the pink slime, the river of slime under the city. And that's the one where they took... The first one was the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. And then the
I
second one.
I keep thinking that the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man was the second one.
No, the second one was the Statue of Liberty. They bring it to life, and then it takes him to the museum.
Man, I gotta watch that one. I really haven't.
I just watched it the other day. It's pretty good, dude. Okay. Bill Murray, man.
Dude, yeah, I haven't seen the second one in years. Like, I've seen the first one recently, but not the second one.
Yeah, Zool. The whatever.
Yeah, because the first one's a library and stuff, and the second one's like a hotel.
The first one was the apartment building. That's where the Dana girl,
okay, Sigourney Weaver,
and the Keymaster, that's where they come into it, because like the architect of that apartment building was like a huge worshiper.
Which one was where they were in the library? Was that the second one?
Well, the library, there was just a small part. There was a ghost in like a montage of them ghost busting. It was like the first ghost that they tried to ghost bust was at the library reading the books.
In the second one?
In the first one.
First one, okay.
Yeah.
Man, there's so many parts of it.
Yeah. The second one was at the museum, and yeah, that's where his painting was and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Vigo! He is Vigo.
Vigo.
He is Vigo.
Yeah.
Start the music?
Bam.
Boom.
Good. Yeah,
I love our theme song.
Yeah, that's a good theme song.
Oh man, we need to have like an actual whole theme song, like the Ghostbusters.
Dude. Yeah,
there's something weird.
We need
so
to just
good.
Sit in front of a keyboard like all day and just
synthesizers.
Like, yeah, synthesizers. I got that MIDI keyboard we could fuck around with.
Oh yeah, we should do that. Yeah. We should move to New York to be like the Ghostbusters. I'm going to murder you and your phone, dude.
Yeah, no, dude. It's killing me, too.
All right, check it out. Are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. No, we need to move to New York. We need to move into the Ghostbusters building.
Let's do that, yeah.
Burnt biscuits.
It'll be burnt ghost biscuits.
No, it'll just be burnt biscuits. I don't want to... Why change our name?
Biscuits.
We got a good thing. Burnt... Fuck you, dude.
Burnt biscuits?
Okay. Yeah. Burnt biscuits.
Yeah, that sounds like a good name. I don't know why we didn't come up with that sooner.
Speaking of Vigo! Speaking of New York, today is September 7th.
No, is it September?
Isn't it?
So yeah, September 7th.
September the 7th. And right around the corner is September 11th.
Yeah.
Like...
one of those days.
The anniversary. What is that? The 14-year anniversary?
14, I think, yeah. It happened in 2001.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were 7th grade.
Jeez, dude. Where were you? I'm going to build the ladder to hell.
The ladder to hell.
Where were you on September 11th, 2001?
I remember... were we in school when it happened?
Yeah, it was a school I was, and I had skipped school so I could watch... X-Men and
no, but
and,
were
and
we
reboot
were
and
we
stuff
like
and,
what time did it was did it happen?
It was morning. It was morning over here, but it was like afternoon over there.
Okay, yeah, because I remember walking through my.
I'm guessing
room.
Like 9 o'clock.
Okay, well, I remember walking through my living room on the way to school.
I don't remember the details.
And seeing it, and then just like, and then just going to school, and then everybody was talking about it at school, and I didn't know what they were even talking about. And then, yeah.
So just a typical day
for
Jesse.
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much.
And then, what? We got fuzzy?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Like fucking wood or something on your face.
Hey, now. Let's keep this PG.
Yeah. Dude, I gotta quit putting my wood on your face.
Oh, it wasn't your wood. Maybe I got my own wood on my face.
Maybe.
Oh, my God. Anyways. So you got up, you went to school. Like, so basically, like, what everybody else was doing.
Yeah.
I had just happened to pretend to be sick that day, like we were talking about in the last podcast, so I could sit at home and watch X-Men and Beast Wars and Reboot and the Spider-Man show. And then in the middle of my cartoons, news flash, and so I came over the TVs. And then my mom called me, and she's like, are you watching TV? And I'm like, yeah, you know I am. Of course I'm watching TV.
Yeah.
And she's like, did you see what happened? She's like, and I was like, yeah, a plane crashed. Like, that sucks. I want to watch cartoons.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was all 12.
We didn't know the reality of the plane crash.
I had
crash.
No concept of what it was. I was like, that sucks.
Yeah.
Like, poor that sucked. I didn't know, like, the level of disaster that came.
We didn't know how giant the buildings were, how many people were in the buildings.
Didn't even know of the World Trade Center until that happened. And
I don't think a lot of people knew about the World Trade Center.
Well, I remember the first thing that happened, especially when that second plane went in. I remember immediately being 12 and annoyed by it. I was just like, God, great.
Yeah.
It's going to be exactly like when Princess Diana died.
Well, because that was all over the news.
Well, I was like, man, that's all anybody's going to talk about for the next 3 months. A couple planes crashed. And it turned out it was like terrorist bombings and stuff. But I didn't know. I was just pissed out. I was like, man, I'm not going to listen to people talk about this for a friggin' year.
It was insane. I don't know. Like, just you don't realize the craziness of it until it actually starts. Like,
yeah.
Until facts start coming out.
Yeah. Like, you know, looking back now and what I know now, is like, that was super tragic. But at the time, I was just like, I want to watch X-Men.
Yeah.
This is BS.
Because, I mean, it was like weeks before they found out the count of how many people died, which, it was like 3,000?
Just
under 3,000 people died?
Lots.
Yeah, that's insane. I mean, it was 2,998 counting the terrorists. But they don't like to count the terrorists, so it's like 2,000.
Because that's good.
996.
It was a lot.
96. But, four shy of 3,000. But, yeah.
Jesus.
I mean, like, the thing about it, it's like one of the darkest times. Like, that's like one of the only dark times in U.S. history that you can actually remember the date. I mean, a lot of people can remember a lot of dates. I can't really remember any.
What was the date of Pearl Harbor?
Yeah, I would not know.
The 40s.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I know the name Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
Well, the thing, though, is we remember the date because that's the name of the tragedy.
That's
the tragedy is
plus it happens.
Pearl Harbor is named Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
If it was named the date, we would know that. Like, yeah. D-Day is D-Day.
Yeah. I don't know D-Day. Is that in December?
Is it December Day?
Yeah. I don't know. But, like, it's such a terrible day, and we remember it so well because it was so recently. I mean, 14 years ago, but still, it was recent. One of the most recent, like, hardcore tragedies. But, I mean, I don't know. People tend to forget, like, the positive sides of things. I don't know. It's
the positive side of 9/11?
No, I mean, like, because this is, like, the one bad thing that happened that nobody really... What?
Oh, every time you do this,
oh yeah,
it registers on the mic.
How do you know? You can't see it.
Well, because I've listened to our podcast.
Oh.
Because I'm not neurotic, but I'm narcissistic.
I don't know. I don't listen to them. I just don't like listening to my own voice.
Well, I listen to it because I want to make sure they're funny. Oh.
But yeah, no, like, I mean, people see the positive sides of almost everything. And, like, I mean, people die, and then you try to look at the positive. 9/11 is one of those things that nobody looked at the positive at because it was so tragic. I mean...
Well, you know what, though? I bet the guy who makes American flags, like his company, you know, that guy loved it.
Yeah.
Because his American flag sales spiked.
I'm sure he had to act like it was, like, hurting.
He paid off his mortgage and stuff. He's like, this is awesome.
I mean,
that's terrible.
God, it's so horrible. Well, I mean, like, think about it, though. Like, I mean, the population, like, how many child molesters are in the U.S.? Like, think about that percentage-wise and, like...
Probably a lot.
Okay, how many people died in the World Trade Centers? It was just under 3,000. You know there's...
So you're saying, like, yeah, it was terrible, but... I'm pretty sure some child molesters got killed.
That's what I'm saying.
So, I mean,
you
like,
look at the positive.
5%.
That's about 100...
There's a thumb up there.
That's about 150 people...
That were child molesters?
150 people. That's 5% of 3,000.
Yeah.
150 child molesters died on 9/11.
Oh, man.
And not just that, like...
Potential.
But no, there was how many child molesters that weren't born from that? Like,
some dude was like, you know, once I get out of work today, September 12th, I'm diddling kids.
Yeah.
And then he got stuck. Dude, I don't know.
Dude, like, I mean, it's dark. But, like,
I don't want to pretend. Hey. To everybody who died in 9/11. Family members and stuff. I don't want to say that your beloved family member might have gone on to be a child molester.
No,
if he hadn't been killed. So I don't want to tell that joke, but you're absolutely right.
You got to think about the positive, though.
Yeah, there was some bad people that probably...
Well, the terrorist died.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
So, there you go. I mean, like, but there might have been some child molesters. Like, 5%.
Well, that would have been 150 people. Yeah. Holy crap. Good.
Yeah.
You know, it was terrible that that happened, but...
There had to be at least one child molester. I mean, if 150 people, based on, like, population and how many child... There's 4,000 registered child molesters in the U.S. population.
Right.
4,000 registered. That's not counting the people that aren't registered.
Right.
That have been going... I mean, like... And then they can't even find, like, 80 to 100,000 of the child molesters. These are all... I've read up on statistics just, like, maybe an hour ago just because I was really curious. But...
We wanted to talk about the good side of 9/11. Yeah. And it was... terrorists kill child molesters.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, I mean... We got to look at some sort of positive.
It's true. I just...
It's dark.
Man. Terrorists kill child... No, because then it's like, I'm like, hey, go terrorism, which yeah, I'm not.
I'm not either. Well, I mean, like, they do horrible things, too. Like, most terrorists, like, kings are child molesters. Like, they, like, molest little boys. Like, the heads of most of the terrorist clans, like...
Well, you know, I actually heard somewhere that that's, like, a sign of wealth.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, how many sex boys you have.
And it's not girls. They don't take on girls. They take on it's weird and very.
Yeah, how many young sex boys you have? That's like check out my ATM receipt. Yeah. That's like check out my sex boys.
Yeah,
that's messed up, man. For being a religion that like
wants to die for virgin girls.
Well, not just that, but that's like that's so like anti homosexuality.
Yeah.
Anti like female rights and stuff, so because they feel like it's unclean and stuff, and then they're like, look at my sex boys.
Yeah, it's weird. Off to another topic.
Yeah,
this is getting too far.
I was worried about.
Well, I just wanted to talk about it because like I thought it was kind of a.
It is good. Like, hey, I mean, at least some child molesters died.
Yeah, like 150. Like
that, amongst others, that's, like. That dude didn't go home and beat
that's
his...
Statistics. Oh, that's statistics.
I know, dude. I want to say, like, well, that guy probably didn't go home and beat his wife that night. And so it's like, I don't want to say shit like that because it's so dark.
No, that's my... I mean, not old, that's just child molesters. That's not people, like, that are, I mean, beating their wives. That's not people that are beating their kids. That's just people that are diddling kids.
I say, hey, it's okay, like... Thumbs up that some Chimo's died. Good thing. Terrible 9/11 happened.
Yeah.
I can't stress that enough.
It was the worst
thing. We're not making light of that situation.
No.
We're just saying, like, hey, fuck you, child molesters.
Yeah.
You got your cake.
Bing, bing, bong, bing, chum, chum.
Oh, my God.
I'm so uncomfortable talking about this.
No, me too. It just came to me at a random thought, and I was like, well, I mean, there is some sort of
positive. I'm gonna do an Asian accent to segue out of it.
just with another racist thing.
Oh, my God, yeah. Sorry, Chinese. Sorry, Asian
they
cultures.
They like to be called the Chinese.
The Chinese?
Yeah, the Chinese.
Do you know that Chinaman is a slur? Like, a racist name?
Well, yeah, because...
I was like, why? He's Chinese and he's a man. He's a Chinaman. Sounds terrible. Never mind.
Yeah,
I know it's a racial slur. I remember my buddy, he would say, like, Chinaman. I'd be like, dude, you can't say that.
What buddy?
P-Jig.
I don't know.
You don't remember P-Jig?
Oh. I don't think I met him more than, like, once or twice.
Oh, okay. Well, P-Jig would always call him Chinaman. I'm like, I don't think you could say that.
I don't think, that might not be very racist. It might just be, like, kind of, like, it's like, no, I don't know. I wouldn't,
The most racist slur of all time is honky.
Yeah, that's true.
And jive turkey.
Yeah.
Actually, both of those make me laugh. I'm totally okay with being called a honky
or
a jive turkey.
Yeah, if I'm called ever a honky or a jive turkey, I would definitely giggle at least.
Yeah, I want to be a...
Might be a little chuckle.
A honky jive... A jive honky turkey.
Yeah.
Cracker. Yo, cracker ass.
I think cracker's more offensive than jive turkey or honky.
Cracker, though, because what? Because
crackers are white.
But just, like, saltines. Ritz are brown.
Well, actually, there are brown crackers.
Yeah, Ritz are brown.
Yeah. Maybe if you're tan, you're like a whole wheat cracker.
I don't know what a jive turkey is. It's us, I guess.
Yeah.
It's us honkies.
It sounds like a cool slur. Like, You're a cool white guy. You're a jive turkey.
You, what's up, you jive turkey? Like, yeah. You smooth. You, yeah. Yo, you jive turkey?
Yeah, you so jive.
You so jive.
So off topic.
Oh, my God. All right, well, fuck it. What would you, okay, random. What would you name a boat? Or, like, if you had a yacht, what would you name it? Real quick.
America.
You'd name your, America or just America?
Just America. And it'd be like a apostrophe America.
Apostrophe America?
I don't know. I don't even know if that's like, the correct grammar. Well,
I think most boats are named after women. Like, historically.
No, there's like, boats that are named
after... My buddy's grandpa's boat was named the Tralala.
Well, no, there's like like all the ships. Are you talking about boats or ships? Because
they're talking like yachts.
Because I don't know. Like there could be the Continental, or the
okay, yeah,
they're international.
So if you had a yacht, it'd be
or Freedom.
It'd be America.
Yeah, just and with like a shotgun.
I think I would name mine Cracker Ass. Yeah, look at that Cracker Ass yacht. Look at that Cracker Ass yacht.
Can I rename my yacht?
Yeah.
It'd be Jive Turkey.
That's what I was thinking, but I was like, I want to go Cracker. Look at that Cracker Ass with his Cracker Ass. But
Turkey would be spelled T-U-R-K-A-Y. Turkey.
Turkey?
Jive Turkey.
Jive Turkey. No, dude, that was like Urkel, man. Like, when he was Steven Urkel. Steve Urkel. And then when he would, like, take his smooth potion, because... Toward later in the years, they started. He was such a genius that.
Oh yeah, I remember.
And like, he became like a Dr. model.
Jekyll
he
was and Mr. Hyde.
No. He became like the cool yeah, one. He was Stefan Urkel.
Yeah, he took that. He took that poison.
Not poison, potion.
Potion.
But yeah, so he wasn't Steve Urkel anymore. He was Stefan Urkel, and Stefan was cool. And he was like a model.
Yeah, something. I remember that. Like, but I don't know. There's some things about shows I can't remember. Like the. Step by step. It was we were talking about the other day.
Full House.
Yeah, I couldn't even remember like that. There was three sisters. I thought mm-hmm. I thought it was just two sisters.
No, yeah, it was the. Yeah, dude. See, but that's my problem. I'll see something like that and remember it forever, but then someone would be like, "Hey, do this math question," and I'm like, "Fuck you, dude."
Yeah, that. I don't know.
Things like my car breaks down, and unless I can fix it by telling it, like... Unless I can fix it by talking to it about friggin' Animorphs, I'm screwed.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how to fix it.
Or be able to put gas in it.
Yeah.
It'd be fixed.
Oh, man. Okay, so... Jive Turkey and Cracker Ass.
Cracker Ass.
Those are our yachts.
Yeah. Oh, man, I was talking... I was looking on the news earlier. And just trying to see topics and
yeah.
All that stuff. Yeah. Old wrestler
mm-hmm.
is on trial for his murdered wife from, like, what, 20 years ago? Jimmy Snuka.
Oh, Superfly?
Yeah.
Jimmy Superfly? I fucking hated that guy.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, he's back on trial. Boy, I don't know if he was on trial to begin with, but...
No, I'd heard about that. No, I think he was convicted already.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay, yeah, he's convicted of... Yeah, because he's out on bail and shit.
Hmm.
Yeah, like 32 years ago.
He did not grow old very well.
No, dude, it's roids, man. Ruined his body and stuff. No, yeah, like, he was married with four kids, and then he had a girlfriend on the side.
Ugh.
And then, like 32 years ago, he came, from what I remember from what I heard from the story is, he came home to, or went back to the hotel that she was at,
mm-hmm.
and they, like, got in a fight, and he was all roided out and fucking killed her. But he told the cops that, like, he had nothing to do with it, and he came home, and she was unresponsive. Like, when he got to the hotel, she was already knocked out.
So just
out.
They didn't have timing?
Well, so he was let off the hook. They're like, oh, okay.
It's Jimmy Snuka.
Yeah.
Wrestler.
She must have slipped. She must have slipped and fell.
Yeah.
And then, like, he wrote a book, and then in his book, he talks about his girlfriend that died in the hotel, and he gave up more details about how... He, like, got in his... Because, you know, it's been 30 years. Like, he thought he was scot-free. And then they, like, reopened the case from his autobiography. And they're like, holy shit, this guy killed her. He came home all super roided out and on cocaine and drugs and, like, and killed her.
Man, that's insane.
I think Roddy Piper should have hit him harder with that coconut.
Yeah.
I never liked Snuka, man. He was just...
Oh, is that the guy that he hit with the coconut?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Roddy Piper.
I just remember seeing that video and seeing like some.
He was like the guy. He was like the Hawaiian.
Yeah, he was like, dude, looked like, yeah, in the jungle. Like he wore leopard print or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Yeah. I was never a fan.
Yeah.
But yeah, and Piper cracked him with the coconut.
Coconut.
Broke a coconut over his head.
Badass Roddy Piper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never liked Snuka. I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
Screw him.
Yeah.
Fucking asshole. Oh, man. Oh, no. Remember last time last podcast? Did we podcast that or not? I can't remember, but we were talking about Gambit.
Yeah. Well, no. Did we talk about Gambit?
Not on the podcast. I can't remember. We were talking about it together.
Yeah.
The X-Men character Gambit. And I told you that they got a movie coming out that's going to be just a Gambit movie. And guess who is playing Gambit?
Who?
Well, take a guess.
What?
I just don't want a dead air while you while I stare at you while you think. Really,
no, tell me.
Channing
Tatum.
Yeah. That's playing Gambit.
Gambit's supposed to be like a thin guy, isn't he?
Well, Channing Tatum's a fat.
I know, but he's not thin.
He's real. Yeah,
he's muscular. Like,
well, he's Gambit's
got that fat neck.
Gambit's real, real slender and stuff. Yeah. Like almost.
He's got a trench coat on. He's
speaking of like Jared Leto,
tall, skinny,
like Jared Leto, like super ripped and stuff, but real skinny.
Jared Leto's Joker, dude. You can't do that.
Well, no. I'm not saying that I want Jared Leto. I'm just saying like Gambit's body type would be like Jared Leto's or like Iggy Pop. Well,
they could have picked anybody for that.
Like Iggy Pop. Anybody. Dude, Channing Tatum is not...
Channing Tatum. Like, Gambit's, like, one of my favorite, like, X-Men characters.
I like Channing Tatum when he's...
I mean, he did...
Well, dude, Channing Tatum's not an actor.
No. I mean, he's...
He's not... I mean, Gambit has a Southern Creole, like, Cajun accent.
Yeah.
Channing Tatum... Hey, I like football. Like, a strip.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? How the... Come on. That's so stupid.
Well, just getting a superhero... I mean, I could see him doing something else, some other kind of superhero. Like, I mean, I could see him doing Spider-Man before fucking Gambit.
Like, he could be, like, Colossus.
Colossus?
Yeah, the guy that turns metal. No, but I don't think he could pull off the Russian accent. Like, the same thing I'm saying with the Cajun accent. I don't think he's gonna do it. Like, stick to your romantic comedies, dude. Your bromance comedies and your romantic comedies, and stay out of like any real acting.
I don't think, yeah, that's gonna be weird.
That'd be like Eddie Murphy is Blade.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, he's so stupid.
I'm Blade. What's up?
Yeah.
Is that a good impression?
No.
Okay. I figured.
I can't do an Eddie Murphy impression either.
What was that laugh even about? Like,
that you did like a John Travolta laugh. You're like, hey, Eddie Murphy. Ha ha ha.
I don't know.
No, Eddie Murphy was like, hee hee hee.
Oh yeah,
he'd laugh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, I definitely don't see him being Gambit at all. That's gonna be weird.
No, man. Did you see Jupiter Ascending?
No, I didn't.
That movie sucked.
Was that him? Because I saw.
Yeah, he's like a blonde like wolf guy that rode like laser skates. It was so stupid. Oh my god, that was.
Hey, let me dance for you.
Let me save you.
Let me dance. I'll dance on your body.
Laser skate. I'll dance on your body.
Dance on your body.
Oh man, and don't get me wrong, I like Channing Tatum.
Yeah, I just think they could have picked a way better part for him.
I don't think that he's gonna be a good Gambit, but. Okay, well, we'll see. It's up and coming. We'll see. You know, like, you just don't know.
Yeah,
like,
well, what do you... People are dogging on Ben Affleck for Batman.
But Ben Affleck's gonna... Batfleck's gonna rule.
Dude, yeah, he's gonna be Batman.
What do you think? Okay, speaking of upcoming movies, what are your feelings about the new Star Wars? It's J.J. Abrams, which the guy made a ton of good shows... And he did a really great
job.
Dude,
he did
relaunching
that,
Star Trek.
He did that. Because
he did the
Jessica
Star Trek
Alba show.
Dark Angel?
Mm-hmm.
No, that was James Cameron.
Oh, well, that was James Cameron.
Yeah, James Cameron did the first Terminators and stuff. No, J.J. Abrams, he did the new Star Trek movies and stuff. Like, he did a really great job relaunching those. Oh, okay, those.
Yeah. No, he's gonna fucking rock.
The only problem, though, is it's Disney.
I think they're just going to fund it really well.
We'll see.
Maybe the writing might have a different aspect.
I don't know anything.
They've never been super sexy. I think they can get away with everything they normally did.
And Lucas, yeah. I'm excited. I'm not a huge Star Wars fan. But I mean, I like it.
Yeah,
of course. You know, I like Star Wars, and I'm really the thing I'm most excited about is I don't follow the plot. I'm not like Googling everything about. I'm just gonna wait till it comes out. But they're bringing back Chewbacca and Han Solo.
Yeah, I heard it was supposed to be about Anakin.
No, it's supposed to be about Han and Leia's child.
Yeah, Anakin Solo. Anakin Solo, yeah. That's the name of the kid.
Okay, yeah, yeah. But I'm most excited to see Luke.
He's old as fuck, dude. I saw a new video.
So is Harrison Ford.
Dude, but like you can't even tell it's Luke.
Him?
Yeah,
really?
Dude. If you look at an old video of Luke and then watch like a new old-ass Luke.
Well, dude, it's 40 years later.
I don't know. It's good for him, though. Like, he'll be able to, like, retire.
Well, I like Mark Hamill, though, dude. He's been the voice of the Joker on, like, everything. Any cartoon,
really?
Yeah. Any cartoon of Batman, the Joker has been voiced by Mark Hamill.
That's awesome.
In the video games too.
I bet you like it wasn't really his voice that caught people on. I bet you anything, it was just like some dude who was like, "We're gonna get Mark Hamill the job."
Well, no, because like, well, yeah. Well, no, it's just he just became a very good voice actor because like he wasn't getting any acting roles.
That's awesome. I mean, not awesome because he's Luke Skywalker.
He got in a car accident and it kind of messed up his face and stuff. It's like that chick from Dirty Dancing, man.
Oh, did it mess up his face?
Yeah. Watch the Return of the Jedi. He looks way different than he did in the other ones. Like, he real bad facial scarring and stuff. Like, the surgery helped and stuff. But yeah, he got a bad car accident and stuff. And you know that happens. Like that chick from Dirty Dancing. Baby. Nobody puts baby in a corner. She was on her, and she was in Ferris Bueller's Day Off and stuff.
Yeah.
She was on her way to being a very big, big actress, and then she was self-conscious about her nose, because she had kind of a big nose.
Yeah.
And she got a nose job.
She was cute as hell.
Yeah, dude. Well, she got a nose job, and it ruined her career. She never got, like, another acting gig again.
Oh,
because no one recognized her. We already fell in love with her, how she was.
That's the thing. Like,
and then she did surgery, and everybody's like, well, no, we like baby.
Yeah.
We like Ferris Bueller's sister. Like, we don't like you. And, like, Renee Zellweger, man. She just changed her face. She hasn't had a job since. Neither did Meg Ryan. They all changed. They get all this surgery, and then, like, we don't know who you are.
Yeah.
And they never work again. Renee Zellweger got her surgery, like, a year and a half ago.
Being an actress or an actor, you're a face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How can you hire? You sell your face for a living.
I mean, yeah, your acting is part of it, but I mean,
do Broadway then.
That only goes so far. I mean,
that's part of it, though.
Look at Channing Tatum. He's a face.
Yeah.
If he got a nose surgery, he would be out.
Part of your job is your image.
Yeah.
And if you do a drastic change to it, you're fired.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're not living up to your part of it.
It's like,
which sucks. I mean, it sucks because, like, they're probably good actresses and stuff.
And they're just really self-conscious. They're very depressed about their face and crap. I mean,
that's so stupid, though, because it's like you're already beloved the way you look. It's just the psyche's crazy.
It's weird.
All right, I'm going to pause it. I got to go pee.
Okay. Pause. We're back.
Oh, and we're back.
From Pee Bank.
Oh, from Pee Bank.
Yeah, we put it in the bank. We store that shit.
Is that going to be our thing every time? And we're back!
And we're back. No, I just like to be really overdoing it.
Right. You do a good job.
You're welcome.
You do a really good job.
Paul's doing a good job.
Paul's always done a good job.
Yeah, he's our feedback guy.
It's true. You listen.
I mean, because he's the only one that listens. Well, actually, we're getting a few more downloads, but
we jumped like 2,000 places.
Yeah, but we got 3 downloads.
Really? 3 more?
Well, we got 21 downloads last week, which, I mean, you always got to undercut it. Like most radio stations go, they go, our listener, you know? They always make that joke about how they have no listeners, but really, they're on the radio for some reason, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Paul's our guy.
Yeah, Paul's our listener.
Yeah.
We actually have a name for our listener.
Plissener.
Yeah.
Paul.
Yeah.
Quick. If you were a fighter pilot, what would your fighter pilot name be? Like, what would your call sign be? Like in Top Gun, Tom Cruise is Maverick.
Yeah, but if I was a fighter pilot, my name would be Maverick.
No, dude.
Yeah.
There's already a Maverick.
No. He's not real. I would be real.
You would be Maverick?
Yeah, no, I would be Maverick.
You'd be Goose.
No.
I think my... Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
We're not having this argument again, dude. You're Goose.
No, you're Goose.
How am I Goose?
Dude.
You're tall. Yeah. You're comedic. You wear glasses.
Yeah, when it's...
You have facial hair.
When there's things I can't see. Right.
Hey, dude, he's married to Meg Ryan.
I don't care.
She was hot.
He died.
Oh, that's what you don't... Dude, I like how, like, Maverick gets, like, the jib. Like, he's like, oh, he's like the nerd. Maverick was cool as shit. Or, not Maverick. Fuck Maverick.
Goose.
Goose was cool as shit, dude. Like, how did he become, like, the dorky one? He was badass.
You're Goose. I'm Maverick.
You know what? Fine.
I'm Tom Cruise.
I'll be Goose. I'll be that no one knows his name actor. I'm Goose.
He was on ER, and then he died on ER of cancer.
Yep. I never watched ER.
Yeah, like on the show. I just remember watching like the last episode because then Lost came on, and I thought that was the guy from ER that died of cancer.
Yeah,
but it wasn't.
Well, he was also in Revenge of the Nerds. Anyways, I'll be Goose. I'll go home and I'll sex it up with my hot Meg Ryan wife.
Okay, I'll be Tom Cruise and I'll go crazy.
Yeah.
and
okay, like, but no. But think about it though. Like literally, if you were a fighter pilot, what would your name be?
Probably like, I don't even know. Like,
Jedediah.
Jedediah, pilot.
Pilot, Jedediah. Pontius Jedi.
Like, I'd be.
Pilot.
Man, I'd be like, I'd be Snorkel, because I could go under.
Oh my god.
I could fly underwater. I'd be that good.
Snorkel?
Yeah. My name would be Snorkel.
I think my fighter pilot name would be Crackass.
Can I change my
you,
pilot name?
Yeah, go ahead. You Jive Turkey.
Can I change to Jive Turkey?
We land our jets on our yachts.
Yeah.
I'm Crackass, and you
our yachts
hold
our jets.
Yeah.
God.
That's good.
Jive Turkey.
Jive Turkey and Crackass.
Man, I love those names.
Those are good.
They're like compliments.
Yeah,
I don't think they're racist at all.
Oh man, well, it's because we're white.
God.
Oh my god, that'd be so like. Oh, they're like talking to me over the radio and stuff. Like crack ass, come in. I'm like, this is crack ass, Mayday.
Yeah,
Mayday, crack ass.
Job turkey over and out.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's perfect. Crackass.
You're in my sight, Jive Turkey.
Yeah.
Turkey. They have to say Turkey.
Yeah.
It's not turkey.
Yeah. Crackass never gives up. I'm getting this bogey.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's so great.
You're my nine.
Let's be pro wrestlers and be Jive Turkey and Crackass.
Yeah.
Let's not even be Bariscus anymore, dude. We're Jive Turkey and Crackass.
Well, no, we're still Burnt Biscuits. As when we're a tag team, we're Burnt Biscuits.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should we change the name of Can't Find a Better Goat to Jive Turkey and Crack a Ass?
No, we'll go Can't Find a Better Goat with Jive Turkey and Crack a Ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I wonder how many times we can say Crack a Ass and Jive Turkey.
Turkey.
Turkey. I'm sorry, dude.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Everybody gets it wrong, but it's pronounced Turkey.
Turkey. Oh my god, that's so freaking great, dude. What, okay, Jive Turkey. Okay, Jive Turkey.
Turkey.
What are things you hate about relationships? There's no good segues anywhere, dude. Like, how can we go from crack a ass to, like, do you like. Tell me about.
What do you like about Turkey?
Yeah, what do you like about Turkey?
Turkey.
Do you like crackers? Do you like cracker
ass like
with
Turkey?
Your Turkey? Yeah. Are you a fan of Turkey? With crackers? Cracker?
Turkey sounds like a cheese.
That's like cracker.
Like cheese and crackers. Like it sounds like a European cheese. Like a European bagel?
You ever eat a European bagel?
Yeah.
Oh God.
But yeah,
they make
no.
you poop.
Yeah, no.
Crack ass.
Crack ass. But what I don't like about relationships?
Well, what are things that you hate about relationships? I mean, sure, everybody like. Oh, I don't know. What are things you hate about relationships?
I don't know.
What are things you like about relationships?
What are things I like about relationships? I don't know. I just have that constant.
It's nice. It's nice to have someone.
Yeah.
That you can relate to.
Yeah, because I mean,
you enjoy spending time with.
Dating's kind of different, like, than just a relationship. Because dating, you feel more distant, and it's more like you feel like you just gotta, you know, take somebody out. You know?
Yeah.
Hang out with them a few times, but that's about
it. Right.
But, like.
Man, you're such a jive turkey, man. This is ridiculous. Okay, what do you hate about relationships?
Hate about it. I don't know. Just, like. The stupid things about normal. I mean, anybody hates about relationships, like the constant need to fulfill somebody else's needs when, like, you can't even fill your own sometimes.
That's deep,
yeah. I don't know, like, because, yeah, I mean, I've had problems in relationships where I can't even fulfill my own needs, mm-hmm. but yet I'm so pressured to fulfill their needs.
You hate being, like, guilted.
Yeah, of course.
Dude, I do too. It's like, man, now I feel terrible.
I mean, I think I'm more honest now to where I don't have as many problems like that. But like
making me feel bad for shit that I already told you about.
I mean, both of us have been through, like, the worst of relationships, like, the worst of things as far as, like, so, like, we're more honest about shit and...
I just know what I've had in past relationships, and so I know what I don't want in future ones.
Yeah, exactly. I know passiveness always sucks. That's why I've just been making sure that I'm as forward as I can.
Well, I wouldn't even say forward, at least in my...
Just tell me
the truth. I'm just honest.
Yeah, just...
Well, I never lied, but I'd always, like, leave stuff out because I'd be like, oh, well... It'll be better if I just... And it's like, yeah, I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah, no, like, I'm completely honest. Like, this is what I want to do.
Like, hey, I don't like that.
Yeah, this is what I want to do. Like, this is what, like, I'm looking for. Blah, blah. What about you?
I mean...
You don't want to ask the question.
I know, no, dude, but you pretty much hit the hammer on the turkey.
Yeah.
You pretty much got it.
Turkey.
I'm sorry. I'm trying. You pretty much got it. It's the same thing. It's like, I don't like being guilted.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that it happens, but, like, when it does come up, it's like, hey.
Well, it's a real thing. Like,
you,
I mean,
you knew what this was.
Yeah, like, when you start dating somebody and, like, there's expectations and, like, it's like, whoa, where did this come from? Like,
I don't expect things from you.
Yeah.
Like, you should just like me for me.
Well, those things. You expect some things from people, but...
Not really. I don't expect anything from anybody.
You expect to see them as a relationship. You expect to,
well,
like,
then,
you
well,
know.
That's a given under the definition, like, of relationship. Otherwise, it would just be somebody you see randomly. That wouldn't be a relationship. That'd be, like, dating again.
Well, fuck you.
You cracker ass.
I'm John Turkey.
You cracker ass. Oh, my God. Oh, hey. I was at Walmart today.
Yeah.
I was picking up some stain for my mom's fence.
And, you went to Walmart for that? Why don't you just go to Home Depot, man? It's going to be so much cheaper. Get better
shit. Because Walmart's right next to my house. Home Depot, I didn't want to go... Dude, I got a gallon of stain for like $8.
Yeah, I know, but you're going to get that shit cheaper.
It wouldn't be worth...
There's more selection.
Right, no, absolutely, but the...
Better price, guaranteed.
The Walmart was on the way. I have to go out of my way to go to Home Depot. So it would have cost me in gas and time.
I don't know. I think Home Depot is just my favorite
store
ever.
To save $2, I spent an hour.
I don't know.
And 3 gallons of gas.
That's where I know I've grown up. Like, where I don't even own a house yet, but Home Depot is still like my favorite store ever. I go there. And
mine was Toys R Us.
No, I mean I'm saying.
Oh, mine now is Toys R Us.
Oh, still, like, mine is Home Depot.
You're a weirdo.
Well, no, it's just I like building stuff.
No, that's cool.
And, like, all the tools. Okay, I want to buy tools that I don't need. That's horrible.
If you got $50.
Yeah.
And you're like, you can only choose two stores.
I can't buy enough at Toys R Us.
Hang on. If you had $50. Okay, let's say you had $1,000.
Okay.
But you could only spend it at two locations. You could, like, spend it at Toys R Us.
Yeah.
Or you can only spend it at Home Depot.
Mm.
Where are you going to go?
Home Depot.
Oh, you suck. You,
dude, I could get a sick table saw. Like $500.
I understand. You're an adult. And so I'm going to Toys R Us.
you're an adult, too.
Only...
I got to pee.
Only by Ed.
We'll keep going with this after we come back, because this is a funny topic. We were talking about...
And we're back!
And we're back!
And we're back! Okay, so if you had $1,000, you'd go to Home Depot.
Yeah.
And not Toys R Us.
Not Toys R Us. Because, like, I don't know, I could buy things that could make me money at Home Depot. And plus, like, I don't know, tools just excite me.
Oh. Well, I was raised poor.
Me too.
You were raised poor, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, the one store that we would always go to would be...
Nice.
We'd go to that store.
What?
No. The one store that we would always actually go to would be, like, Home Depot and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd always want to go to Toys R Us.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, as an adult, like, if I had an option, I'm going to fucking Toys R Us, dude.
Well, my dad always took me to Toys R Us. Like, Christmas time, I'd get Christmas money, and he'd take me to Toys R Us to spend my Christmas money.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, well, you never...
No.
You never got Christmas money?
Dude, I think I've been in a Toys R Us 3 times my whole life.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not that
Christmas
exciting.
Christmas money? I never... I had birthday money.
Well, no, because, like, my whole dad's side of the family would give me Christmas money. Like, instead of buying me stuff, they would just, like, all just... give me money. And I mean, it started when I was like 11 or 12.
I never had that. I got Christmas presents from my parents and then my grandma. That'd be it.
Well, I didn't realize how much Legos
cost. My aunts and uncles weren't giving me money.
Yeah. Like, my dad always bought me Legos until I was that age, and then I didn't realize how much Legos cost, and I was like, fuck, buy me video games instead. They're so much cheaper.
Well,
like, a good big Lego set is like $300.
I bet there's so many toys out there that you don't even know. They're awesome.
No, I go to Toys R Us.
Do you?
Yeah, no. When I was dating the last girl, we used to go to Toys R Us all the time.
Oh, her.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't like to mention names.
What would you,
like,
go there for?
Because, well, she had a kid, so, like, we would go there. We went there, like, I think twice the whole time we were dating. But, like, I mean, I've been there twice since
I need to date a girl with a kid so I can go to Toys R Us.
Okay. You can go to Toys R Us either way. It's just like...
You want to go to Toys R Us tomorrow?
What? Fuck yeah, let's go to Toys R Us tomorrow.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Dude,
I've been 3 times my whole life.
It's not that crazy.
It's a toy store.
I mean, you might have some extra money tomorrow to actually be able to get something if you wanted to, but...
The thing about Toys R Us, though,
it's expensive.
Is I remember the Toys R Us from when I was a kid, the couple times I went. Like, I'm like, dude, let's go... Dude, like, can we get, like, a Stretch Armstrong?
They have new ones now, and you get a Batman that stretches, but it's not like... It's like stuffed animal stretch. It's not, like, rubber... It's like stuffed animal.
That's stupid. I don't want that.
Yeah.
Let's not go to Toys. Like, you know what? Let's go get some, like, breakfast. We'll do that instead.
Go to that diner down the road. Smitty's Family Dining.
Okay.
In Washougal, Washington. It's actually really good. Their bacon's amazing.
We better get a free breakfast coupon.
Dude, I'm totally gonna tag them and
Mentioned your name.
Some gift cards.
Give us our
sponsor, Smitty's Dining Family Dining.
Well, don't say it yet.
What?
Hold off on that. We don't want to get a free advertisement.
I already said it.
Okay.
But,
I want that bacon.
It's too late. Yeah, it's really good. It's
the,
like,
bacon boys.
With it back. But, I got the French toast meal and stuff. It's actually pretty good pricing. It's about as good as Sherry's, but way better quality food.
Oh my god, I don't care.
I do.
That's riveting stuff.
I'm so hungry right now.
Oh, man. Our fan.
I'm so hungry right now.
Our fan is just loving this episode.
Paul, dude, Paul loves food.
You fat motherfucker.
No, I never said he's fat, you asshole. Like, he just loves food.
Oh, dude, everybody loves food.
Yeah. Well, Paul, especially.
More so than everyone else.
Yeah. I never said he was fat.
Okay,
you asshole.
No, I know. I'm sorry. Sorry. Anyways, what I was saying, I went to Walmart to get the stain.
Yeah.
And I always go through the entertainment department.
We went way off topic. I didn't realize.
Yeah. Yeah. I always go through the entertainment department because like, hey, what new movies are out?
What kind of video games?
Maybe not even really video games, but maybe I can get like a $5 CD if it's they got something good. Mm. I was going through and something I saw just released probably a couple weeks ago. I'm not sure, but it was Scooby-Doo, new Scooby-Doo movie.
A movie?
Yeah, like a.
But was it like
a cartoon?
Half an hour episode, like,
well, DVD. I didn't buy it, but it's probably a movie. Like Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island and stuff, where it's like an hour and a half long.
Mm-hmm.
But so anyways, it was Scooby-Doo and Kiss.
What?
The band Kiss, dude. Yeah, which I'm thinking they probably, I didn't even really look because I started laughing.
Yeah.
But it's probably voiced by, like, they probably did their own voices and stuff.
I'm guessing if it's Scooby-Doo, they did.
Well, because they had that Scooby-Doo in WrestleMania or whatever. Like, John Cena was on.
Really?
Yeah. That's at Walmart, too. Yeah, Scooby-Doo at WrestleMania. Like,
I can't believe William hasn't bought that yet.
Get on it, dude.
Yeah.
Toys R Us.
Yeah, Toys R Us.
We'll go pick it up.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, Breakfast R Us.
Breakfast R Us. Yeah, we'll get Jack in the Box to...
I had Jack in the Box today.
Yeah.
That's cool, dude. The tacos. $1 for two tacos?
Dude, those are awesome. They deep fry the lettuce. It's so nasty.
I don't care.
It's so nasty.
It tastes delicious.
Carl's Jr., man.
It's a okay.
Yeah, Carl's Jr.
Are you hungry right now?
Yeah, I'm very hungry right now. Well, I'm not hungry. I think I'm just wanting to eat something.
Did you eat today?
Yeah.
What'd you eat?
I had lasagna.
You're like Garfield. You hate Mondays.
Dude, it's Monday.
You love lasagna.
Is this Monday?
Today's Monday.
Yeah, it's Monday.
Today's Labor Day.
Yeah, Labor Day. Happy Labor Day. Happy Labor Day.
Thank you.
We don't have jobs.
Yeah. Well, we do. This is our job.
Actually, no. Technically, I do have a job. I just go whenever I want.
Okay. Scooby-Doo and Kiss.
Yes.
Yeah. It made me laugh so hard because it's like, A, little kids don't know Kiss. I mean, they will now. But it's like, Kiss? Like, what? They were relevant, like, 40 years ago. And then... But B, how much money do those guys need?
All of it.
All the money.
I think eventually America will be called Kiss.
Come on.
Dude, eventually they'll get all the money. They sell coffins with the Kiss logo and, like... Come on.
But you know what, dude? They're not the only ones. Like, Slipknot school paper...
That was a Hot Topic, and Hot Topic, I think that was a Hot Topic brand, and they just bought out their name to make, because they had
Slipknot shoelaces.
There was Iron Maiden school paper, and stuff. It was just like a few different
bands. I expected out of Iron Maiden, because they're the only band that sold more t-shirts than albums. Oh, but, the Misfits, there's a lot of people out there that think that that's a clothing brand.
Yeah.
It has no idea.
It's on everybody, and then people get tattoos of it. Oh, it's
has
like,
no idea.
Like
it's
DC.
Like Volcom.
Yeah.
No idea that was a punk band from the 70s that was like, don't follow me in the bathroom because I'll stab you.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then like, hey, write down your little kid notes to your girlfriend or whatever on our school paper.
Yeah.
Our Slipknot school paper. Our Misfits. Misfits shoes. Yeah, literally, like, think it's a freaking clothing brand.
It happens.
Oh, man. Dude, but speaking of Kiss, did you know that they're not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Really?
Yeah. ABBA. ABBA's in the Rock and Roll Hall of
Fame. What makes you...
In the Hall of Fame?
Like, able to get in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know, because Lou Reed, the last time they did it, Lou Reed just got accepted. Lou Reed and Joan Jett and Green Day.
It's got to be like a... album smelling thing?
No, because Kiss... I guarantee Kiss has sold more albums than Lou Reed.
Maybe. Here, I'm going to look it up while we talk about this.
Like, what's the... is there a committee or what? Yeah, because, like, ABBA's in it. Like, Lou Reed had the one song, and all the color girls... Hey, girl, take a walk on the wild side. He wasn't even, like, a rock...
I think it's a panel of judges, and, like, they might just hate Kiss because of Gene Simmons.
Why would you hate... Dude, Gene Simmons is Kiss.
I don't know.
They hate Jews.
Yeah. I don't know, like...
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame hates Jews. Werewolves vote.
Werewolves vote.
Oh, man. Don't sue me, Cleveland. You know what? Sue me, Cleveland.
To be eligible for induction as an artist into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the artist must have released a record in the generally accepted sense of that phrase at least 25 years prior to the year of induction and have demonstrated unquestionable and musical excellence.
They've done all those things. Green Day just got accepted.
Dude,
Kiss is 30 years older than Green Day.
Dude, it's got to be... I think there's judges, because that's the same thing with Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses was accepted two years ago.
The thing is like, why didn't Guns N' Roses get accepted a lot sooner?
25 years.
Are you sure it was 25 years?
You just said that that was the thing. They probably... It was their first album came out in 86. I bet once they were eligible, they were...
I don't think it was 2001. Or no, it'd be 2011.
Yeah. I think that's when they got...
I don't think it was 2011.
It was that or it was 2012. It was a couple years ago. So it's probably the 25 years. And then the Red Hot Chili Peppers...
I think there's judges. I think there has to be judges.
It's probably a committee or something.
Yeah, dude.
But yeah, but Kiss is well over 25 years. They've definitely had more than one album. Their album sales...
Yeah, because didn't The Who just get inducted? Either The Who or it was one of the old bands just got inducted, and it was like, what the fuck? They were like from the 60s and 70s.
Mm. Yeah, like Donovan and ZZ Top and stuff just got accepted.
Yeah.
And stuff. But yeah, so it's like Kiss has been around. But ABBA.
I think it's going to take a few more years, maybe. Maybe it's just.
You mean
the
to
judges.
Tell me that Green Day is inducted before
Dude, it's,
Kiss
it's
is?
It's the judges, man.
That's stupid. They hate Jews.
25 years ago, Green Day came out?
Yeah.
25 years
They'd ago. Have to, just by their rules.
25 years ago.
It's 2015 right now.
What was their first album? I can't remember.
So 25 years ago, it was 1990. Their first album was Dookie, I think. And if it wasn't Dookie, Dookie's definitely one of their early albums. So yeah, they could have come out in 1990. That's 25.
94 was Dookie.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What was their first album?
I'm searching right now. Wikipedia.
Well, that's not credible.
Yeah. Come on.
Well, regardless, it doesn't matter.
They started in 86.
Okay, well, there you go.
But, I mean...
86, really?
86.
They're that old? So, yeah, so, but whatever, dude, it doesn't matter. Just Kiss.
The 1990 was your second studio album, Kerplunk.
Okay. Oh, Kerplunk.
No, hold on. What the fuck? It doesn't say. Kerplunk was their 2000 or 1992 album. I'm going to find that. Hold on.
I don't care.
No, I just want to really. Discography. Yeah, 39 Smooth was 1990.
Okay.
But. Ah, man, it's weird, though. Why hasn't... I'm going to search...
Why is Kiss not in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
They're in Scooby-Doo, so you know they're famous. Not just... People just don't get into Scooby-Doo movies.
Disgruntled Kiss not the first band to tell Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? This year...
What, did they say no or something? Were they gonna be in there? Like, no,
well, I'm sure every year... Yeah, it looks like every year they're, like, pissed off. Because it's, like, 2014, 2013...
Pissed off that they're not in it?
Yeah. Every year they're just like, because Rush.
Well, that seems so stupid that they're not in
it. Like, Rush just got inducted, like, what, last year or something?
And Rush used to tour with Kiss and stuff. Kiss was the headliner. I don't get it, you know. I think just chalk that up to more things that
I guess
make Cleveland suck.
Graciousness is not always high on the list of attributes you find in successful rock and roll stars. Because of this, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions have sometimes brought out the worst in its inductees. Whether continuing once private feuds and public launching criticism is at the hall itself, this year it's Kiss that's angry. Its members upset over the organization's decision only to induct original members... Paul Stanley, Gene Simmons, Peter—they have been inducted.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Paul Stanley,
Gene
Simmons.
Not all the members.
2008.
So, like Jimmy Carr and stuff, isn't?
Yeah, like the original members weren't.
Well, if
only to induct the original members. Paul Stanley, Gene Simmons, Peter Criss, and Ace Frehley, while inducting members who joined later.
Well, if you're going to induct the band Kiss, you have to induct all the members. everybody who's been in Kiss needs to be...
The guys in Guns N' Roses are at a point now where they can sometimes play nice together, but that was not the case in Los Angeles Rockers. Where in 2012, frontman Axl Rose decided to skip the ceremony because he didn't appear to be somewhere I'm actually wanted or respected.
Oh my god, I don't care.
Yeah, no, it's I don't know. It looks like they've been inducted. You totally got that shit wrong.
Sorry.
No.
Thank you for the history lesson. Hey, please stay with the show. Yeah. I hope that didn't mean that you stopped listening.
Well, dude, like I wanted to figure it out why they weren't inducted. I mean,
you read it like a robot.
Yeah. Well, I don't like to read.
I'm surprised that you could read it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm in college, bro. Like, I have to read to be able to get by. You can't go to college.
What's your favorite animal?
What's my favorite
animal? Yeah.
What's my favorite
There's animal? No segues today, man. It's just what... Hey. I'm going to go... Turkey?
Turkey? Why? Why is it turkey?
Because Jive Turkey?
No, my name is Jive Turkey.
Okay.
It's not the animal.
Not to be confused with turkeys.
Yeah.
Okay, What's your favorite?
It's actually turkey. But
is that your favorite animal?
No, I'm kidding. It's not turkey.
I love to eat them.
Yeah, no, turkey. I smoke my turkeys.
They're so good.
Yeah.
I made a turkey sandwich the other day. I ate that shit.
Yeah, well, that's usually what you should do with turkey sandwiches.
Yeah, well, that's damn right.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
That's what I done and did.
Oh, man. No, dude. I ate no lettuce or anything.
Dude, lettuce is amazing in turkey sandwiches, though. Mustard?
No, hang on. Oh, there was mustard. But all I had was bread, condiments, cheese, and turkey.
Yeah.
I would have loved, like, a tomato and some lettuce.
That always adds, like, a good
I'd have loved it. Man, I'd have tossed some bacon on there if I had it. But all I had was cheese, bread, and turkey. Sorry. Mayonnaise, mustard.
Nice.
But, I ate the shit out of that. Oh, my God.
That sounds amazing.
Doesn't that sound good?
My favorite animal. I don't know.
Aside from my awesome turkey sandwich.
Yeah. Because I could talk about food all day.
Well, I can't talk about food all day because I just want to eat food.
I've been wanting to eat food ever since we talked about food earlier.
Brandon. Okay, stop talking about food. Talk about other uneatable animals. Talk about muskrats.
I want to get a sloth. I love sloths. I think sloths are hilarious.
They're cute. Dude, you'd be bored with a sloth. A sloth.
What animal?
A sloth after the first week.
What animal would you...
I'm not talking about what animal would you want to own. Like, what's your favorite animal?
Well, you're saying bored with. Like, my favorite animal is a sloth because they're hilarious.
Okay. Because you said you'd want to get a sloth.
Oh, I would.
Just put it in your garage and let it hang out.
Wouldn't you want to just, like, sleep with a sloth?
No.
Like, just, like, have a sloth cuddle up next to you?
They got claws, dude.
They wouldn't claw you.
No, they just climb you.
Yeah, they climb you like a tree.
I don't know if you could snuggle with a sloth. Like, what's their...
They're cuddly animals.
Oh, they never come down to the ground and stuff. Like, I think they have to be in trees. No, they don't.
Yeah.
They never leave the trees.
No, they do.
No, they don't.
I've been to many sloth areas.
In nature, I'm sure in freaking a zoo or something, yeah, but in nature, they never leave the trees. They never touch the ground. That's the truth.
How do I know you're honest? Like you,
dude. Jack Hanna.
Kiss wasn't inducted in the Hall of Fame.
That wasn't because I was being unhonest. That's because I didn't know.
Yeah, you don't know about sloths. Apparently,
I know, dude. You want to talk? You want to talk sloths?
You want to talk sloths?
You want to talk sloths? Sloths don't touch the ground.
I think
that's why they're called sloths.
I think
they have the sin of sloth.
I think the term for multiple sloths is sliths.
Slith? That's funny, dude.
Or, yeah.
Oh, man.
Or slot. It's a room full of slot.
Slot sounds more singular than plural.
Or a room full of slit.
Yeah, slith.
Slit.
No, you gotta say it with a slith.
Slith. Yeah. It's a gathering of sliths.
Oh, man.
What's your favorite animal?
The slith have arrived. I would say monkey.
You don't know what they're thinking though.
But like, yeah, I don't want to go monkey.
Face ripped off by monkeys.
Yeah, like people don't realize like a chimp is like a full grown.
Yeah, I know.
Male chimp
isn't a monkey.
Is
I don't consider that a monkey.
It's Well, it's, what is it, a greater ape?
It's like a gorilla.
Well, dude, a full-grown male chimp is like 9 times stronger than a male, a human person.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Maybe get him to like help you like work on your car.
I think my favorite animal is a dog. I love dogs.
Dogs are cool.
Yeah, like a bulldog.
Mm-hmm.
Or like a Boston Terrier, or like a French bulldog.
Dude, I want to get like a Puggle. Those are hilarious.
I know. I love you, man. You like that movie, and he had a Puggle, so you're all over
the
shit.
No, Puggles are cute as shit. Like, and then they don't have the snout problems pugs do.
Okay.
Well, I just... they got the beagle nose.
I like dogs. Dogs would be my favorite. This little doggy. So cute.
Nice.
Man.
Who's your favorite serial killer?
Who's my favorite serial killer? Fictional or real?
I don't know. Like, both.
Okay, both.
Not both, like two. Like, both, like, doesn't matter where.
Well, I mean, fictional. I mean, Darth Vader?
Is he a serial killer?
He kills a lot of people.
Oh, man. Okay, never mind. Just go with regular serial
killers. Regular ones.
Yeah.
Let's go with regular serial killer.
Fictional.
No, you want non-fiction.
Non-fictional.
A real serial killer.
Yeah. I always think fiction is, like, real and non-fiction is not
real. Yeah. I think the clown guy.
It?
No. That's fictional, bro.
Oh, I thought that was real.
What? Stephen King's
I'm
it?
Totally kidding.
Oh no, I'd have to go with the Gacy guy. You should dress up like as a clown at like kids' parties and stuff.
John Wayne Gacy or whatever.
Something like that. Yeah, I don't know my history.
He was on all those movies.
They've made some movies and stuff. I'd have to go him just because
like a cowboy.
No, yeah, John Wayne.
John Wayne Gacy.
No,
Yeah, I'll get out of here.
Though. Actually, I think Hitler's probably my favorite serial killer. God. No, the John Wayne Gacy or whatever his fucking name was. Yeah, I don't know. No, but yeah, him. Because that's terrifying. Like, all these kids that are scared of clowns.
Mm.
And here's one that actually, like, kills people and stuff. Like, that's terrifying.
I don't know. I still think Marilyn Manson is probably the scariest one. Because he, like, literally, like, convinced people to kill other people.
Hang on.
What? No, Charlie Manson.
Manson?
Charles Manson. No.
Like, Marilyn Manson.
I'm thinking too fast.
Yeah, sorry, Marilyn. Mary, if you're listening, I like your little lamb.
No, Charles Manson literally, like, convinced people.
He's technically not a serial killer, though.
But how was he in prison, then?
Because he instigated it and stuff. But yeah, no, he never actually killed anybody.
I know, like that was, but like, I don't know,
because he planned it. It was premeditated, like because he was. They're all in jail. The whole Manson family was in jail.
Yeah,
but he's in jail because of
organizing.
Yeah, organizing and an accomplice too.
Yeah,
and stuff like that. Plus, people were just like, he's fucking evil.
Yeah,
put him in jail forever. No, but there's, like, a really famous quote like, with Charles Manson. They're like, well, how do you feel about the people you killed? And then Charles Manson goes, like, I didn't kill nobody. I think it. And it happens. And it's like, God. That's... Yeah, like, that's terrifying, yeah. Dude, with the swastika on his forehead.
Yeah.
He wrote songs for the Beach Boys.
Yeah. No,
and they recorded it. It was the Beach Boys. Yeah. And they recorded it. It's on their albums. You can listen to a song written by Charles Manson by the Beach Boys.
God.
The surfing in the USA and, like, let's take my dad's T-Bird for a drive because I like you, girl.
Yeah.
Charles Manson. Oh, my God. That's insane. I'm not saying that those are the songs that he wrote.
No, they aren't. But, like, because he was hanging out with one of the main
writers. Well, he was a frustrated musician.
Yeah.
That's, I don't kill nobody. I think it. And it happens.
God.
Fucking crackass.
Crackass.
That's crazy. Yeah,
that scares me more than an actual serial killer.
They killed Roman Polanski's wife.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he... Oh, he should have been in the trade centers.
Roman Polanski, man, he's a child molester. Ah, you missed one. God. Jesus. Oh, they man. Missed one. 9/11 missed it. There's a child molester that got away. Ugh.
Man.
Oh, my God. Where do we go from there?
Yeah, I'm like,
So it's changing corners. I'm not going to be satisfied until ISIS kills Roman Polanski. Yeah. He raped that girl, dude. She was like 13.
I'm sure he raped more than one girl. Usually,
that's like it's the like one mice. That came out. That's it's like Cosby.
Mice. Once you find a mice, it's, it, once you find
you
a
see,
mouse.
If you see one rat, there's 10,000 more.
Yeah.
Polanski.
Usually, if they could find one, there's more than just that. It's sad. But, I mean, like, fuck. Ah, man, that movie was so good. What was it with, what's his name? Polanski directed it.
Roman Polanski? What movie?
It was the one with, what's his name?
He directed a bunch of movies.
We watched it in English class because it was about the water wars or the water privatization. It was like the, it was in Las Vegas. What was the name of the movie?
I don't know, dude.
It was, what's his name? Jack Nicholson.
Oh, Chinatown.
Chinatown, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that was Roman Polanski.
That was a good movie.
When he did, the one, not Sophie's Choice, but, whatever. Fuck Roman Polanski. Who are we talking about him?
Because we went from child murderers to child molesters.
9/11 missed one.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Dude, 9/11 missed a lot of child molesters.
Well, apparently they still make up 5% of the population.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. How do you... I don't know how to segue into something else. Let's get it back to light and pithy. How do you feel about tipping?
Oh. I'm okay about tipping. I don't know. A lot of waitresses and waiters and bartenders don't make enough money to live. I don't know. Like... They usually work the crappiest shifts, so
they get paid minimum wage.
It's like, yeah, I'll give you $2, $3 more depending on like how much I paid. Like, but like, I've been noticing like certain people get tipped
a lot of things. It's not just you think like
dude,
you think
mailman?
you think like what
dude, yeah, like I was looking it up. A lot of people tip their garbage people, like not really tipping. They give them like presents on Christmas and stuff and holidays. They'll either give them a present or like a check for a certain amount of money. People do that with garbage people. Yeah, like mailmen.
Well, I got a haircut not that long ago.
Yeah.
And I had to, and they bring it up subtly. When I was paying for my haircut, they're like, would you like to close your account? I'm like, what account? I didn't start an account. And they're like, well, would you like to leave it at how much the haircut costs, or would you like to tip? And I was like,
I normally tip with hair people, but like, the thing is like, I don't think it should be so pushed on that.
That's the thing.
Like, the only thing is waitresses, bartenders, because they get minimum wage.
And they're taxed on their tips.
Yeah, and they're taxed on their tips. So, like, well, depending on what state, too, because I think it's just Oregon that taxes your tips. Washington doesn't, I'm pretty sure.
Well, it's just the fact that, like, you can't just... It's not enough anymore, you know? Like,
yeah.
You can't just pay for a service. You have to tip on top of it. And it's like, man, every job I ever worked at, I don't get a... fucking tip.
Well, dude, the way tipping started was just like
it was a way to pay employees less during the depression. Yeah.
But like, no, it wasn't really a way to do that. It was just like the depression happened, so restaurants started paying their waitresses and waiters less. So like the customers would come in feeling sorry for the people that were working, so they'd give them an extra little bit of money.
But it's just always stuck.
And then it always stuck. And then now tattoo artists get tips. Like these are people, like tattoo artists, hair salon, or hairstylists. All these people could raise their amount of haircuts or tattoo hourly wages.
Yeah. Where's the line, though? Like,
there is no line.
If you pay somebody to paint your house, you're going to write them a check for the estimated, for like the price.
Yeah.
And then you got to tip them too?
No, that usually doesn't happen.
Why not?
I don't know.
You got to tip your tattoo artist.
It's usually painting your house is like a couple grand.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I've seen people spend a couple grand on tattoos.
Yeah, but like,
and then you got to tip them too?
People still tip tattoo artists, yeah. I mean, I used to make agricultural lights. No one give me a tip.
Yeah. No, no, because your customer doesn't come to your face-to-face.
Like, thank you, officer. I'm glad. Oh, here's my ticket. Yeah. Here's your tip.
Yeah, exactly. We're not tipping
officers. But then you're bribing them.
Yeah.
Even though they give you... I don't know. That's...
Like, thank you, judge, for settling my coat. Here's $10.
Yeah. I think it works for the jobs that are taxed. That have like a tip tax.
Well, yeah, but
everybody else,
tattoo artists aren't tapped on their tip.
Yeah, tips. I think everybody else needs to just get paid what they make.
Yeah,
and then stop that shit.
The thing is
big. Hey, I had a garage sale. I had a garage sale. Like, you bought some of my stuff. Where's my tip?
Yeah. Well, no. The thing about it is, like, tattoo artists, they're artists. They can raise and lower their prices as they feel.
Yeah.
What they're paid. Like, I mean, I've been building furniture. I don't.
You go to a concert and just throw up like $6 yeah. and change.
You don't just thank throw you. Money at the band while yeah. they're playing.
Here's like, your tip, even though I just paid for my ticket.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Like, you don't do that. You buy their merch. You buy products. You don't buy.
Well, dude, I already paid by buying a ticket for.
And you probably bought their CD too.
Yeah.
Like, so you don't buy their CD and be like, oh, here's another $2.
I think tipping, first of all, I don't like tipping anyways, just because it's like, man, I came in here, because I saw something on like Facebook and stuff. They're like, man, if you don't have enough money to tip, don't come and eat. And yeah. it's like, well, wait a minute, I'm freaking hungry. I came to a restaurant, I bought the meal and stuff. I was like, okay, yeah, I'll tip you, because that's the custom.
Mm-hmm.
But if I can't leave you a huge tip because you came to my table twice to get my order and to give me some water.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. Like, I very, because
well, the waiter doesn't even usually.
I don't like it to be. I don't like it to be expected either. Like, I really like. I will tip. And I always will.
Well, if it's expected,
but I like to tip based on performance.
Yeah.
If you came by twice and then I didn't see you, I'm not going to drop $20 for you.
I normally always leave a tip.
No, I will always tip, but. Yeah. How much depends yeah. on you.
Usually, I always go 15%, and if it's better than like
I'm not even gonna calculate it. It's like this. My go to is $50.
I don't know,
or not $50, but $5, because first of all, I never go to a fancy restaurant.
Well, like, I never spend more than like $20 and yeah, $20-$30, and $5 is like.
But if I only got like $3 on me,
yeah,
I'll leave $3, and don't you get pissed that I gave you free money?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's yeah. not my fault that you get taxed and you don't make minimum. Like,
well,
that's
yeah,
not,
I mean,
that's
you could get a production
fault.
Job like me and make yeah. just as much.
And get no tips.
Yeah. Like, because literally...
I'm not tipping my plumber.
Waitresses and bartenders make way more money than production people do. And production people work their ass off and have some dude looking over their shoulder. Like... It's like you chose the job that you wanted. It's like, yeah. don't get pissed when like you got an asshole that
I don't pay because of custom. I pay on performance. Like, if that was a really nice waitress, like I'll slide another couple bucks in.
Yeah,
because I liked her. Or if it's like some asshole,
but I'm
it's like, I'm keeping that dollar.
I'm not saying like waitresses and waiters shouldn't deserve it. It's like the tax. Like,
well, that's what I think. I think it should stay at that.
Like mailmen,
bellhops, like, and yeah, I'm not gonna tip everybody just fucking cuz.
Yeah, like mailmen, garbage guys. Like, I understand your job is like cold when it's cold out. Like, my job is too.
Yeah, that's work.
But you're unionized. Like, you can get your pay higher. Like, it's.
Yeah. I'm not gonna give everybody a tip. No one gave production yeah. dudes tips.
No, it never happened. I mean, you might. Like,
who tips a soldier?
Yeah, my holiday pay, like, for the whatever the, like, when the Christmas comes around, your Christmas bonus. Mm-hmm. Like, I think the biggest Christmas bonus I got was like $200. And
yeah, I topped out. Yeah.
And like, there's a few of them that were like $25 just because, oh, the company's doing kind of poorly. It's like, well, shit. Like, I'm working great.
I'm always poor. Yeah,
but like, so just because the other guys of the company are shitting out means I got to get a shitty tip. Like, that's pretty much what the Christmas bonus is a tip.
Dude, I don't think we've said something funny.
It doesn't have to be funny. I don't think we have to be.
It's a comedy show, dude.
No, it's not. It's a podcast.
True.
Like, do you laugh at everything Joe Rogan says?
What? I actually stopped listening to Joe Rogan.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm just saying...
Just because it wasn't funny.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not really always just going to be funny. It's going to be informational. I mean, we're not really the greatest people to get information from, but...
Well, so, like, okay.
Well, good information.
So, I'm agreeing with you where, like, throwing around tips, I don't agree with it. People who deserve their tips, absolutely, but I'm not going to start tipping everybody.
Yeah, willy.
So, we're pretty much the same, like... You're getting paid. That's your job.
Yeah.
The waitresses and stuff and bellhops or whatever, I understand because tips are part of their wage.
Yeah. Well, they get taxed on their tips.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know about Washington, but I know
everybody else, Oregon, though.
Just get taxed.
Everybody else, though, like, kiss my ass. You're getting paid for what you're doing.
Yeah.
You want to pause again?
Yeah, we, yeah.
And we're back again.
Yep.
Did you, you think?
Yeah, no, I think all the time.
You thinking?
I think and I stink.
Yeah, you thinking and you stinking.
Yeah, that's what I do.
You don't stink that bad. I can't smell you from here. I'm across the table. I don't smell you.
Well, it's weird, though, because, like, today, like, normally I have BO in both arms, but today it's just one arm.
Just one?
Yeah.
It's like weird. One armpit?
Armpit, yeah.
Which one?
My right arm.
Yeah. That's, you know why that's stinking.
Well, it's weird. I've never had that before. Like, I mean,
it's my skin. I'll wash it as fast as I want.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, I did take a shower.
Mm-hmm.
But I still, I don't know. You, even after a shower, if you don't put down deodorant, you got, like, and I forgot to put down deodorant. But my right armpit's been stinky. It's weird.
Oh, man.
What?
The shit we talk about, dude.
Yeah, people love it.
Like,
Paul loves it.
My foot stinks.
Just one, though.
Just one foot.
Yeah. I don't know. I must have, like had something on my sock.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I had something in my pit.
Something died in my shoe. Or just one shoe.
Yeah.
My shoe.
Oh, man.
So, like...
Are we doing the cult one?
Yeah, well, like, I don't know. Like, there's no way to...
Okay, we were talking about Charlie Manson earlier.
Yeah.
He was a cult leader.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cult leader.
So, okay, yeah, the Manson family and Beach Boys. If you were to start a cult...
Always.
Like, you...
Yeah. I've always wanted to start a cult.
I've already got a few, but, like, if I was to start another one...
Yeah.
Okay, so if you, Jesse Ridon, were to start a cult...
Yeah.
What would you worship?
I think I would worship some, like, old, washed-out, like, 80s movie star. Because that would be so funny. Because then, like, the movie star would, like, totally, like...
You're the cult of...
Like, one of the old Goonies kids. Like, just some, like... Or no.
You're the cult of, Oh, man, I'm trying to... You're the cult of Christian Slater.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
So you guys, but you
we worship Christian, but he has no idea until, like, he finds out there's a cult following him.
What would you worship?
We would all watch his movies, and we would, like, all, like, obey. I don't know.
But that's like a fan club.
No, but it would be extreme.
How extreme?
Like, very extreme.
What would you do?
We would have plays with our kids that would, like, reenact the movies that he was in.
You don't have kids.
No, but, like, I wouldn't be the only one in the cult. There would be people that had kids.
Okay. What would your cult name be?
I don't know. Like Christian Slater cult.
No cult calls themselves the Christians. I was going to say, no cult calls themselves a cult.
Yeah.
You'd be the Christians.
Yeah, we'd be the Christians.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's fantastic, dude.
Yeah.
And you would reenact movies...
Yeah. But it would be called the Bible. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Well, obviously, but, like, I like the name, the Christians.
Yeah, we would follow Christian Slater's movie career and TV career. Not just the movies.
Oh, yeah, he's been on a couple TV shows and stuff. He's, like, TV suicide, though.
Yeah.
There's been, like, a poll, like, anything Christian Slater is involved in, like, dies. If it's TV based.
Wasn't he on ER too?
I don't know, dude. I didn't watch ER. No, that was George Clooney.
I don't know.
So, okay, so you be the Christians, and that seems like a pretty, would you guys, like, live in a compound? Or?
Yeah, that's what cults normally do, right?
Okay, so you'd have, like, an 80-acre ranch.
Yeah.
And you guys would all just, like, watch Christian Slater movies?
Yeah, and we would obey by, you know, like, the Christian Slater laws.
What are the Christian Slater laws?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about this very much.
Okay. If I were to start a cult, we would worship Ra, the sun god. No, I don't know. We don't think that way. We're normal people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not me, but like...
I can't think of what we would worship. Like, obviously, it would have to be something that would benefit me. Because if I'm going to start and organize this cult, like, I want some perks.
Yeah, well, you gotta have perks.
I think I would start a cult of me. We'd worship me.
Yeah, well, what's the religion where they follow, like, the one guy that, like, created it back in the 70s?
There's a few of those. Scientology?
Was it Scientology?
L. Ron Hubbard, the science fiction writer who just was... You know, he's quoted as saying, like, yeah, science fiction pays pretty well, but religion, that's where the money is. God. That's an L. Ron Hubbard quote.
Yeah. And then, people lo and behold, like, years later, it's, like, one of the biggest fucking religions...
Well, I don't know if it's one of the biggest.
Well, I mean, in America, like
the most famous people are involved in it.
There's Church of Science, like, everywhere.
Yeah, true. That's an actual quote of his. Like, religion's where the money is. Wink.
Yeah.
What they actually believe is, I mean, I'm going off South Park here. God. But how, like, aliens came to Earth, and we were just animals, and then, like, all these dead aliens' souls that were killed in, like, volcanoes combined with the human bodies, and then that's how humanity became, like, established as far as, like, we could think. Because really, like, our consciousness is
souls
of dead aliens.
Like, Scientology, I always thought was, like, a religion based on facts.
It's based on science fiction.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Until you, like, literally I just found out when you told me.
Well, I didn't know that until I watched that episode of South Park.
We're basing all this off South Park.
But, dude, no, but they dropped facts, though, man. Like, they were making fun of it because they didn't have to write a script to make fun of it. They could use the actual beliefs of Scientology.
That's why Chef got killed off, because he got mad at it,
because
right?
He's a Scientologist.
Yeah.
It's a Travolta.
Travolta's a Scientologist?
Travolta, freaking Cruz. I think, actually, Will Smith is even dabbling.
Mm.
But that's what they really believe, that, like, our consciousness comes from the souls of these dead aliens that merged with our bodies.
We're dead alien souls.
Yeah. In the closet.
But how could it be if, like, there's, like, billions of people on Earth?
Well, there is now.
But, like,
they merged with the first people, and then when we... Dude, it's fake, man. Like, I can't explain,
don't,
like, how they...
the people. I mean, we can't...
Fuck them, dude. Any religion that makes you pay to be a member, you have to pay annually to be a Scientologist.
You technically have to do that in church, too. I mean, there's...
Not really. You can just move the basket down.
It's like tipping, though. Like, you get looked down upon.
I pretend like I put a dollar in, and then I pass it down.
I just, like, pick up a dollar and set it back down.
Yeah, like, I'm not gonna, like, argue the merits of Scientology. I don't know them, and B, because I don't think it's real.
It's weird.
Yeah, no, that's the truth. They really believe that, like, that's how, like, humanity started, was the blending of consciousness with these dead aliens that were dropped into volcanoes.
Okay, my soul's not part alien.
You hate aliens.
I'm not gonna believe my soul was merged in with something I'm completely afraid of. Screw that. That's scary.
So a bunch of UFOs.
No.
10,000 years ago, came and dropped their enemies in our volcanoes, and then their souls merge with ours. You, oh, look at you.
I know,
you're so standoffish. I can see it in your face. You hate aliens that much.
No, I don't. I don't. It's not that I hate them. I just don't like them.
Tell me more about your alien fear.
Well,
like UFOs and stuff.
Well, my brother used to show me all these videos when I was younger. Like not video. Well, like he had like VHS tapes and stuff of like documentaries. And
I remember a news story about this family that like just disappeared.
Well, it was like
it
was a fake thing. But when I was like, I think I was like 8 or 9, and my brother showed me this fucking video, and it was like 2 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
And it was this family. It was like, news update, these people are missing, blah blah blah. Here's this home footage of video.
I watched that same one.
And it was like
aliens,
it was like 2 hours,
like shooting like
this family,
the little daughter,
yeah
being all calm.
But let me explain.
I'm sorry dude, I saw the same footage.
I know, but nobody else has. But I mean, I'm sure people have seen it, but like it was like 2 hours of footage of like, okay, they're at Thanksgiving dinner in 1996, and
yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, I know. You're such an asshole.
I continue to explain the video that I saw.
We're explaining it to listeners.
Okay, Paul needs to know.
Yeah, Paul needs to know.
Okay, we're setting it up for you, Paul. You better appreciate.
He better appreciate. Well, 2 hours of like this family just at Thanksgiving dinner, the power goes out.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to the power? Oh, it's probably the breaker. Let's go check the breaker. I mean, the family, it's just this big family, a bunch of little kids, all this stuff. Like,
probably, yeah, I saw it.
Fuck you. I'm not even going to talk about it.
No, go on. Anyway, but it spooked you.
Yeah, well, it scared the shit out of me, because it was, like, literally real footage. I mean, it was
completely... Oh, it scared me, too.
It was completely fake, but it was
set up like
real.
A horror movie.
It literally, like, it was the biggest prank Fox could have pulled on little kids.
Cause it scared the shit out of
me. Yeah, it scared
me. I remember
me.
The very ending of the footage was... The main kid that was filming,
yeah, went
like,
up to
ran
his room.
Bedroom, and he like turned around, and then like,
yeah, it was
the
all
alien
black.
Closed the door,
yeah.
And
well,
then like
you could see the silhouette of his head,
yeah, and then like the camera turned around, and it was the kid that was filming. And he was just like frozen,
yeah, like oh, it was so dumb.
Which I think it's funny because the aliens had the camera,
yeah,
obviously. So why did we find it?
Yeah,
but that scared the shit out of me, dude. I remember they're out there in the cow fields, like lasering the cows and stuff.
Yeah, dude, it was insane. It looked like orchards too, like orchards in Vancouver. Like, it looked like somewhere like right next to
that
my
was
house.
My favorite scary movie as a kid.
What?
That news story.
Oh, really?
That scared me so much more than any, and not even of aliens, but just the fact that. The unknown, you know, like that was scary.
It was an abduction. They made it seem like it was an abduction. They showed pictures of each person in the family. Like, these people are abducting. If you ever seen these people, let us know. And it was like, what? They got abducted? Like, I remember seeing that at like 10 o'clock at night when I was 8.
But it was like 10 years before the Blair Witch.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's where they got the idea.
Maybe. I don't know. It was
like that first person camera shooting and stuff. Because that was freaking terrifying, dude.
It
I
was.
Still here it is. I don't even believe in aliens. Well, I mean, I don't know. They could be out there.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not afraid of aliens. And here it is, like 15 years later, and I remember that news story and it scared the hell. My brother made me watch it too.
Yeah, that shit was scary. I had to sleep on my brother's like floor for like 3 nights. Because, like, every night I was like, I'd think about it and I'd be like, oh crap,
Joe,
they're gonna come into my window. Dude, my brother was all about like the science fiction stuff.
I'm surprised he's not a Scientologist. It's because we're broke.
Well, he's smart.
It's because we're broke.
And plus he's smart. I don't know. I'm not saying Scientologists are dumb, but...
Bing bong.
Yeah, no, just...
What's your favorite curse word?
Curse word?
I don't know why I just thought of that, but...
Dude.
What's your favorite curse
well,
word?
Well, the one that I don't say, but when I do say it, it really hits the grind.
Yeah.
Hits the grind. Cunt.
Oh, I hate that word.
I mean, I hate it, but it's like the most...
I only say it...
It makes people cringe.
Yeah, I only say it very rarely, but when I do, it's out of, I'm trying to make a joke.
Yeah.
Ah, you fucking cunt. Yeah. No, I don't even like saying it now.
Well, no, like, literally, I say so many cuss words as it is, and I try to avoid it when I'm around family and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, when I'm trying to be, like, I don't know, just professional in general, but... But then, like, just that when I'm normally talking, like.
But that's your favorite?
It's not like I say it, I throw it out there all the time. It's just that's what makes, that's what, I don't know.
It's shock.
Yeah, for the shock value and everything like that, like, it's definitely my favorite as far as that goes. That really hurt my hand.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, man. No, I think my favorite is piss. That's not a curse word, though.
I would say that, kind of.
Maybe. Okay, your favorite's piss?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that.
It's what I say the most.
Yeah, I say piss.
Yeah, piss! I think my favorite curse word is, motherfucker. I love that. Ah, you motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. Hey, motherfucker! That's the best, dude.
Or son of a bitch.
No. Oh, well, maybe. I mean, for me, though, it's motherfucker.
Yeah.
You motherfucker!
You motherfucker.
Oh, it's so good. It's like butter. It's like butter.
It's slick like butter. So, like, who's your favorite actor?
Man. That's... We gotta get better.
Dude, I don't even care about, like...
We don't even care anymore. All right. We're just... Topics are flying, and we're talking.
We didn't make enough, like topics to be able to
segue in between them. We're just topics
are flying. We could have maybe if we adjusted the list.
All right. My favorite actor. But you know what, though? Like, who cares? We can just name out topics and then still be free form. It'll still be
smooth. Yeah, I don't know. I just like it to sound more like words talking, me and you, you know?
Well, we are.
Yeah, but
we have a list of topics.
This isn't how we talk outside, like just outside of the podcast as much.
Well, dude, we can't random talk like we do outside because nobody would know what we're talking about ever.
That's true.
It would be, I want your jine.
I want your jine.
And then Chinese voice for like 3 hours. So we have the topics to have something to talk about.
I know,
just
it's just...
Okay, who's my favorite actor?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite actor? Crack ass.
I don't even know.
I used to have a clear answer. It used to be Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, until you met him.
And then I met him and he was kind of a jerk.
Yeah.
And then that made me not like him so much. He was like 2 hours late to a convention that was like an hour from his house.
It wasn't even like the real Comic-Con. It was like the Portland one.
The Portland one. And he lives in Medford.
Yeah.
And he was like 2 hours late for it. And then when he was there, he was acting like he was this badass. And it's like, it's like, dude.
Yeah. You live in Medford.
Yeah, like you're not doing us a favor. Like we're paying you.
Yeah.
You want a tip?
That's how it is, dude.
I didn't tip him.
Dude, what, was he asking for tips?
Probably.
God.
No, but he was there. He was acting like... You know how, like, God, how to explain this? Like, he was just very arrogant. And he was acting like, oh, I got better stuff to do. Like, you guys are lucky I'm here. And stuff. It was kind of like that. Like, just super arrogant. And, like, he felt like he was above everybody. And stuff. And, like, which I'm sure he probably does think that.
Well, still.
Because there's some, like, weirdos and stuff. But it's like, dude, you're not doing us a favor. Like,
no.
We're paying you to be here because we like you. And you're going to shit on us like that? Like, that's not cool, man.
Well, that's not what anybody should do. I mean, like, to feel that, like, arrogant is just annoying.
Okay, so, So, Bruce Campbell used to be my favorite actor. I think my actual favorite, like, actor... Bruce Campbell was, like, my favorite person in movies.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't my favorite actor, because he's not a great actor.
Yeah.
My favorite actor would be Raul Julia. That guy... Oh, my God, that guy was such a good actor. He was General Bison in Street Fighter with Van Damme. And then he was, like, Gomez Adams in the Addams Family movies.
Oh, yeah, but he died.
Yeah, well, he died. But
at a young age,
yeah.
He could have had years.
Age. Yeah,
he could have years of great acting.
Seriously, even if you don't like the Street Fighter movie or the Addams Family movies or like Tequila Sunrise or anything, watch him again and watch him. Because all three of those movies I just mentioned are not great movies.
Yeah,
but he is fantastic in them. He's greatest actor. Greatest actor ever.
So good.
greatest actor. Who's your favorite actor?
Oh, man.
Is it me?
No.
My favorite actor?
No, you're not my favorite actor. I wish.
I wish.
You're just too good.
I'm too good.
Yeah. No, I don't like too goodness.
I'm too... I'm too perfect. You're too perfection.
Good. You're too perfect.
Watch your time.
Watch your time. No, I don't know. I'd like to say Jim Carrey, but there's been a lot of downs on Jim Carrey.
What do you mean?
I don't know. There's been a lot of movies where I didn't like him, you know?
Okay. His body of work doesn't...
I don't know. Everybody loves Ace Ventura 2, but I hate it. When Nature Calls...
You hate it?
Dude, like, yeah, I think it's so corny. Because the first one was so subtle, and, like, he was an actual person. The second one was just, like, he's this magician, like, that is crazy, and...
Which, no, I understand. The first one was an actual movie.
Yeah.
And then the second one was he just became all the crazy antics of the character from the first one.
Yeah.
So he wasn't like a real person anymore.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's writing.
Yeah, I know. It's just like that's what bugged me so much about the second one. I don't know. But there's other movies that I didn't really like that much of his.
But I mean, Jim Carrey, though, is... I mean, he's had some serious roles and stuff, but, like, he's not really an actor as much as he's a comedian.
Yeah.
Who's in movies.
Ah, man. There's so many actors. I keep wanting to say somebody, and then every time I think about him, okay. Like, I think of other movies they've been in, and I'm like, ah, no, I'm good.
Raul Julia is my number one.
Mm-hmm.
But number two, I'm going to go DiCaprio. Leonardo DiCaprio, holy crap, man.
Mm.
That guy is a freaking actor. Would that maybe be your number one? No, not DiCaprio.
Well, I mean, like, comedian. He's amazing. Actor, like you said, how Jim Carrey's more of a comedian than mm-hmm. him. I mean, I still consider him an actor.
Well, yeah, he's getting paid
like,
to
I would
act.
Say Will Ferrell's one of my favorites.
Okay.
Okay, John C. Reilly. I gotta say he's
I can get behind that.
John C. Reilly's got to be my favorite.
I can get behind that because he didn't start even like really doing comedies until just kind of recently.
Yeah, like he's so underrated.
He is,
and he does so much in movies that you don't even realize. He produces movies then when you don't even notice. Like
I could get totally behind John C. Reilly. Yeah. A, because he makes me laugh, and B, because he's a hell of an actor.
Yeah, like even the movies that he does that are like that are. Like the stupid, like, not, they're not stupid, like, some of the indie movies that he's done are, like, he plays small parts in them, but his part is fucking hilarious, like.
He was Sasquatch in the Tenacious D movie.
Was he Sasquatch in
Yeah, today? That's John C. Reilly.
Wow, I didn't know
Let's
that.
Let's go down the Strawberry River. So, yeah, that was
That makes so much sense.
Yeah, that's John C. Reilly.
I was like, wow, who's that guy? He's goofy as hell. Like, okay, yeah, no, that makes sense.
So John C. Reilly's your favorite actor?
Yeah, he's got to be my favorite actor.
Okay.
Like, just, like Walk Hard, like, he did all the music.
Well, Hank Azaria is really good, too.
Hank Azaria.
He does a bunch of voices on The Simpsons, and, like, he's in all, like, the...
He's Spinal Tap, right?
No. No, that's the other guy. Hank Azaria, he's, God, I can't even explain him. He's in Night of the Museum 2... He was the butler in The Birdcage. Or, like, in that Ben Stiller movie where he gets married and then they... Hey, hello, Uben. Are you for scuba? That's Hank Azaria.
What?
Along Came Polly with Ben Stiller.
Along Came...
On his honeymoon.
I gotta look at this
Hank
guy.
Hank Azaria, like, has sex with his wife.
The fact that I can't remember who the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, like, Be happy like a hippo. Uben, look to me in my elbow. Yeah, dude, Hank Azaria. Once you see him, you're going to be like, oh, him, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yeah, I told you.
Yeah.
He's a hell of an actor, too.
No,
he's
definitely.
Funny. He's funny
everything
as shit.
That he's in is pretty damn good. Godzilla, The Birdcage, Mystery Men, America's Sweethearts, Shattered Glass, Long Came Polly.
Yeah, he's been in a ton of stuff, and he's funny and like everything. But yeah, he was in serious.
I remember when he was in Friends. He was in Friends.
Was he in Friends on the show? Friends.
He was on a few episodes of Friends.
When he does so many voices on The Simpsons.
That's awesome.
He's actually. I mean, he's like Chief Wiggum. He's Abu.
That
works.
He has the high like.
Yeah, dude, he does. Voice. He does a ton of them. All right. So he does a ton of characters on The Simpsons. What's your favorite character from The Simpsons?
From Simpsons. He was always Otto.
The bus driver?
Yeah.
That's your favorite character?
Besides Bart, Otto is my favorite.
Mine's Homer, dude. Homer's the best.
I mean, Homer's hilarious and stuff. It's just like, I always loved Otto just because he was like, all right, man, let's get on the bus. And then he always crashed the bus.
Tommy
and shit.
Chong.
Yeah, pretty much. Just like always got headphones on, not giving a shit about the kids.
Yeah.
Like I was like, man, I always wish I had a bus driver like that guy.
I remember one episode. It was one of those claw, like, machines. You put a dollar in it, and you can move the claw and try to get, like, a teddy bear.
Yeah.
Well, one of the episodes is, it was a high school diploma was in there. And he's, like, Otto's like, almost got it. Trying to get the high school diploma.
God.
Oh, man, that's so funny. Chief Wiggum's funny, too. So, no, but I gotta go Homer. Just because, I mean, hell, man. That's like watching Married with Children and Al Bundy is not your favorite character, you know?
Well, I mean, like, of course Homer's my favorite. I'm just saying, I mean, who... Everybody's favorite character is going to be one of the family members.
I love the veteran. That guy with one arm that always, like, sells guns.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like...
No, Otto, I get it. Otto is funny. I hope he gets that diploma. Yeah, he was trying to like get out of the claw machine and stuff. Like, almost got it.
Oh man, the subtle jokes in that show. I really got to get all the seasons and just like watch them all over again because there were so many subtle jokes in that show that I didn't get it as a little kid.
Well, exactly. Like that's what we were talking about last time. Is like The Simpsons. It's not a kid's show. It's a sitcom.
Yeah,
like it's really like. Oh my god, it's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
There is a ton of stuff that's hilarious about it. Okay, well, so I'm gonna go Homer, you're going Otto?
Yeah.
What about, like, South Park?
South Park. Stan, man.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mine's Stan's dad.
Oh no, Stan's dad.
Yeah, Randy.
Randy, yeah, every time I think, yeah. He's always getting into fucking.
Like, oh, hot.
Hot, 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 hot.
Well, because what I like about Randy is he's kind of. He's kind of us. He's an everyman.
Yeah. How he's just like, he's Lord. I am Lord. Lord, Lord, Lord. Which is the fact that he, like, you know, he's got his...
I can't even explain why I like him. He's just Randy.
Yeah.
He reminds me of my dad, and then he reminds me of me.
Yeah.
And, like, how I will be... He's your cracker ass. He's your everyman cracker ass.
Fucking
Randy's the best, dude.
Yeah.
Like it is. I remember the Guitar Hero episode where the kids are playing Guitar Hero, and Randy's like, "That's stupid." And then at like midnight, he comes down in his underwear, and he looks around to make sure no one sees him, and he's gonna play it. And stuff. Like that's so BS. Like we don't want our kids to know that we think it's cool too.
Yeah.
But we totally want to try it out. Like, oh, Randy. Randy, Randy, Randy. Okay, well, what about, like, so we've done cartoons. What about, like, a regular sitcom? What's your favorite character from, like, that 70s show?
A 70s show? Yeah. It was always Ashton Kutcher's character. That was always my favorite character.
Kelso?
Yeah.
The dumb, handsome guy?
Yeah. He was always my favorite character. Just because he's, like, so, like, idiotic. I don't know.
Well, the dynamic of that show, like, okay, like...
Well, I mean, who's your favorite?
I gotta say Red.
Well, yeah, I mean, Red's funny because everything he says is, like, just like, oh, you stupid kids, pretty much.
Well, no, because I liked him because he's, he's stern and stuff, but he's a total sweetheart.
Mm.
But he's really stern. I just thought Red always had the best lines.
Mm.
Like, they set him up for the best jokes.
Yeah.
If it's not Red, it's probably Eric.
Mm.
Just because I loved his smart-assness. Like, I love a good asshole.
Yeah.
So it's either Red or Eric. But, I mean, like, there's not a lot of options on the show. Like, Kelso, like, that's your favorite, but he was so stupid.
Well, I liked it because,
and narcissistic.
Like, well, I liked it because just, like, how ridiculously stupid he was.
But, I mean, like, you look at Hyde. That guy, like, really think about it. Like, would you be friends with a guy like Hyde? Hyde was a freaking jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would never be friends with that guy.
Well, that's the dynamic of the show. You gotta have every little, edge. Otherwise, you're not gonna, like, really have that many, like, ways to write.
Like, everything Hyde does is to hurt his friends.
Like just, he got Jackie arrested for weed or whatever.
No, Jackie got him arrested.
But, like, I'm just saying, like...
Well, they had to do little things like that just to make him not such a jerk.
Yeah.
Everything he does, Eric's like, hey, like, don't tell my girlfriend that I don't have enough money to buy her something for Valentine's Day. And then his girlfriend walks in, and the first thing Hyde does is like, hey... Eric spent his money doing this, and he's a fucking jerk, dude. I would never hang out with him. Like, Hyde, get out of my house,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, get out of my basement, motherfucker.
Yeah, like, you don't do anything nice.
I don't know. Plus, Kelso had the sweet van.
He did have... Oh, the V-dub?
No, he didn't have a V-dub. He had a Dodge van.
Oh, he gets a V-dub eventually. He wins it on a radio contest.
Was it a V-dub van?
Yeah.
I swear it was a Dodge
He gets a love bus.
I swear that was a Dodge van.
He did have a Dodge van... And then, I don't remember what happened. Something happened to that, and he got a...
I think he crashed it or something.
Something, yeah. And he won a love bus on a radio contest, because they take that, him and Donna, drive it to California. Oh, my God. Why do I know so much about...
Yeah, it was a Dodge.
That was a good show. But he gets a love bus, too.
Oh, he eventually gets
yeah.
one. I never remember that. No, I just remember his Dodge van, because he had a carpet all over mm-hmm. the side of it.
Yeah, he had it with shag carpet and stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
But he didn't have that for very long. He had the love bus for a long time.
No, he had the fucking the Dodge van for a long time because they always
had
the carpet.
He had like three episodes.
No, they had the carpet all over it. Him and Jackie broke up.
Well, I remember eventually he gets like a midget, an MG midget.
Maybe.
No, he does. And that's one of the later episodes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I think.
Yeah. Oh, man. I don't really have anything else to talk about.
Yeah. It's been an hour, 50 minutes.
15?
50.
Oh. Who's your dream girl?
Dream girl.
So we're talking about actresses. Okay, what actress would you...
Why does that have to be an actress?
I don't know. We were just talking about...
Dream girl.
Okay, dream girl.
Dude.
Hey. Hey, buddy.
Hey, motherfucker.
We were just talking about actors and
actresses. I don't really have a dream girl. I never really thought about it.
How tall would you want your dream girl to be?
I don't really know. I've had tall girlfriends before, and so really, like...
If you could build a woman to your exact specifications, how tall would she be?
7'5".
Damn!
I want her to carry me.
Damn!
Yeah.
You want to climb that tree.
I want her to be 200 pounds.
Okay, well, that answers the weight question.
Yeah.
You want her to be 7'5", 200 pounds? Dude, she can't carry you.
I want her to be 250.
I was like, if she's that damn tall and she weighs that much, she's not carrying you.
250, all muscle.
She can't be 7'5".
Why?
Because 250, that's not enough to be all muscle.
Okay.
That's still skinny.
300. 7'5".
300. Okay, 7'5", 300.
7'5".
Are you serious about this?
Yeah.
This is your actual dream girl?
I want her to carry me.
Okay. You look like a little midget next to her.
But I'd have the 7'5 fucking girlfriend.
Okay. 300.
300.
I'm actually going to have to... It's 350.
You want a girl that's 350?
No. I'm saying for you, for her to be that tall and, like, all muscle and stuff, she'd have to be 350.
I don't know.
Because, I mean, you're 200 and you're 6'4". And you're still pretty skinny. So 7'5", man. She'd have to be about 350.
Tree fitty.
She'd have to be about 350.
a whole foot taller.
Yeah, man.
At least 100. No, she'd have to be 300.
Okay.
A foot taller? Not 300.
About tree.
Tree.
About 300.
She'd carry me.
Breast size.
I don't know. Not really specific. I like them when they shake.
Well, I'm just saying, you're building your dream girl. What breast size would you want?
That's an uncomfortable situation to talk about.
Why is that uncomfortable?
Because who knows if like one of our significant others is going to be listening to this and be like, oh, I'm not.
What 7'5". Size boobs do you like? Whatever. They can talk about how like they wish our penises were smaller.
That's true. Yeah, because they're too big.
They're too big.
Too big.
Yeah. What size breasts would you like? What is your preference?
What are sizes? Like, I don't know. I think somebody...
A, B, C, D, double D.
Well, I think if someone's 7'5", doesn't they have to be like E's?
If they're proportionate.
Yeah, okay. I guess they're E's.
No, but that's... I don't know any girl that's 7'5", so we're guessing here. I'm going to say you want a good D.
An E or an F, probably.
Oh, you want some big-ass titties.
Well, okay, well, no. I don't want them too big. Because if they're bigger than my head, then I'm fucked.
Well, that's... See, so you want a D?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe smaller.
Smaller than a D?
Maybe. I don't know.
C?
She's 7'5". She's got to be proportional.
Yeah. So you want to... I would say D.
Yeah.
Maybe in between D and double D.
Yeah. Something like that. I don't know.
How big are her feet?
I don't know. 7'5"? Like...
Dude, okay, man. You got to change your answer.
What are you going to say? No, you got to do you first.
You can't even...
You do you first.
Your girl can't
What's
even...
What's your dream girl?
Your girl can't even get in your car.
She can get in my car.
She can... No, she can't. She's 7'5".
She's got long legs, short torso. Yeah.
What? Still, though, it doesn't matter. So she got 6-foot legs? No, dude.
What, she's got a foot torso?
I don't know. You said it. I'm just saying, 7'5".
I'd say 6-foot long
7'5"
legs.
Doesn't fit in your Ford Ranger, dude.
6'5" does.
Okay, my dream girl, I'm going to say 5'8".
Mm-hmm.
140, 150.
She's skinny as hell then.
Not really, I'm 6'2", and I'm 170.
Oh, I don't know weights.
So 5'8", like 130, 140, like that's fit. I'm going to say B, C, almost C boobies.
I thought the dream girl thing would be like what person in general.
Okay, let's go that way.
Well, because like this is kind of boring, like just naming off.
What we want in a woman.
Yeah, this is kind of like, it's kind of insulting.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I'm just talking about like. What I'm attracted to. Who am I insulting? Are you insulted?
Because
you're not 5'8"?
I'm not
you're not my dream
five.
Girl?
I'm not 7'5".
You're not my dream girl, so you're insulted?
Not my own girl.
Alright, well, what person would you want to be with? You brought it up.
I used to think Jessica Alba was really hot.
Oh, shit.
And then, like...
She still is. You know that Dark Angel show? Came out in, like, 1998?
This is so insane. I remember
or not 98,
that.
But, like, 99 or, like, 2000.
I remember watching that.
And she's still smoking hot.
Yeah. Dude, I always used to watch Idle Hands and be like, oh, I would totally go to her house.
You know, I've never seen that movie.
Idle Hands, really? Like,
no.
Yeah, she, like, invites him over to the house. Like, that's where she's really
with
hot.
With Devin Sawa.
Yeah. Dude,
yeah, I never saw
what
that
happened
movie.
To him, by the way? Too many of those movies.
I guess
the Final Destination.
He was only in the first one.
Was he?
Yeah.
They made like 7 of those.
Yeah, he died in the first one, dude. Somehow he got stuck being like the horror movie actor, and then that didn't pan out. Nobody cared.
That's weird.
You gonna go Jessica Alba? You know what? Just to end this episode, because I'm tired of talking, I'm gonna go Jessica Alba also.
Yeah, she's... Yeah, dude, this is Idle Hands.
This is oh, my hands. God.
Yeah, I watched that when I was, like, 12.
Well, dude, I remember Dark Angel. He showed me a picture of Jessica Alba from Idle Hands, and she looks
like,
good.
Like
she looks. No, dude, I get it. She's hot. Oh my god, she's super hot. Anyways, but I remember, in Dark Angel, look up Dark Angel when she first had the curly hair.
Yeah,
look up that shit. Okay. Anyways, let's end this episode though, and then we're gonna look up pictures of Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
Okay, folks, Paul. Anybody else who's listening? Yeah. We're going to end because we're going to look up pictures of Jessica Alba.
And then you do the same.
Yeah, and then you do the same at home. And then we'll all talk about her next time.
Yeah. Next time on Don't Be a Better Goat.
No, Can't Find a Better
Can't
Goat.
Can't Find a Better Goat.
Don't Be a Better Goat.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You don't want to strive for the best because the best is...
Okay, we're going to go.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Laters.